I've got a lady that works for me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've got a lady working for me. And I'll tell you right now, Bill, as a gay man and as a gay journalist,
when I opened it.
Yes, it's my life, and I'm going to do what I want with my life, even if I fuck it up. It's my life, and nobody can tell me what to do. No one can tell me what to do. They can torture me, they can stab me, they can drag me behind jeeps, they can sever my head, they can cut my legs off, they can kill me, they can send me to hell, but they can't tell me what to do. Well, in point of fact, yes, they can. They sure as hell can't tell you what to do because they can make you dead. And that's not what you wanted to do, was it? I'm not sure. You can't tell me what to do. How about if I make you dead? Do you want to do that? No. Well, I'm not doing it. You are. That's what you could say. This is the final Saturday night show. And I say that with I say it with mixed feelings. Because on the one hand, KFI is my, it's my hometown station. KTLK is as well. But KFI is where I sort of kicked it off here in Los Angeles doing a spoken word show. I don't even want to call it a talk show. That's not what I do. And I'm going to stop calling this show a talk show. It's not a fucking talk show. It is not a talk show. Because when I say that, everybody thinks in terms of a certain paradigm, which is the Rush. Not even Rush. I mean, it just sort of goes all the way back to Long John Neville, if you will. And that's just not what the fuck we're doing here. It just isn't. I'd like to say that it is. I'd like to say it bears a resemblance to it, but that's only because it's essentially, it satirizes it, you know. And only to the extent that we ever offer a real opinion from time to time does it even remotely resemble a talk show. However, this is going to be the very last one, and I'd say that with mixed feelings because, you know, as I said, KFI was the home base for me for many years here in Los Angeles, and it was here that I was that I gained a great deal of success, and it was here that I made a lot of friends, and it was really here that this station, KFI and WIOD in Miami, where I encountered programmers that really understood what I did enough to know how to sort of place it and to sort of, you know, maximize it and its effect the best way. These two stations really deserve a lot of credit for that. IOD with Bob Green and Steve Nichol, and when we had Uncle Neil, and here in L.A., Robin and Greg Ashlock and David G. Hall and Howard Neil. These are the people that you know, gave me the opportunity. So that's the part that I'm really super going to miss. What I'm not going to miss is 6 days a week. I'm even tonight, you know. I mean, this past week, because I was working during the day, for the most part, on New Girl, the TV show, I was going to bed at a semi-regular hour. You know, in other words, I was going to bed at 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. And getting up at a semi-regular time, and today, Saturday, I got out of bed, and shit, I was out getting the car washed, and stopped at Evita's and had some lunch, and I was kind of like with the human race, you know, I was doing just, it felt good to be out there in a normal, sort of just a semi-normal clock. Now, that's not necessarily going to be the case getting back on schedule with the TRN show on Monday, because I'll be back to sort of working late nights, but at least I'll have 2 days off, you know, Saturday night,
and Sunday. And it's going to be really good because the show that I do is more demanding physically as well as just mentally. You know, you're going in and out of character, and creatively, it's also demanding. And I've done a lot of different things with this show. There's been a lot of different ways I've tried to prepare this show. I said to somebody the other day, I said, you know, as I've said to you guys, I've said, you know, this show could be prepped 3 hours a night, and we did that. This show can be prepped 1 hour a night, and we've tried that. This show has had some of its best bits when I came up with the idea with 3 minutes to go before we hit the air, literally. This show's had some of its best bits when I decided at the last minute, fuck it, you know, I don't want to do any of that shit. We're going to have to start all over again. And within 15 minutes, I came up with a whole show. I'm not saying that that's the way to do it. I'm just saying there's no way. The best way, though, that I found is to keep the pressure off. So you find a topic, and you try to find the angle, and then you work it. And that's all there is to it. Most of this has to do with how you improv it. So I came to that conclusion because it was getting to be not only really, you know, time-consuming to prep the show, it was getting inordinately tedious and ponderous and cumbersome and you know, like fucking drudgery, man. And then, throw it in 6 days, it was, you know, just got to be impossible. So, you know, and everybody that I talked to this week who I know, and I've mentioned this a couple times, but, you know, look at me fucking yawning right now. You know, it's like,
I probably should have had a nap this afternoon, but I didn't take one.
Everybody that I've talked to this week said, you know, this is a really good idea. This is a really good decision. And there's not one fucking person that has said to me, you know, oh, fuck, bad, bad, bad. Not one. You know, so, I mean, that's it, man, you know, I mean, I'm just trying to fucking, you know, get this thing figured out, you know, I'm trying to, anything I know how to do, I'm doing, you know, I mean, if I know how to act, well, shit, I'll do that, if I got voiceover talent, I'll fucking do that, if I can do a radio show, I'll fucking do that, you know, but you can't work 7 days a week, just can't do it, and, Harry Shearer, who's one of the great genius humorists of all time, along, you know, Michael McKean and the and Christopher Guest. Those three guys, in my opinion, were like the Monty Python of America, you know, with the Spinal Tap movies. Anyway, Harry says to me this week, he goes on Twitter, he said, you know, I heard that you were leaving the show. I said, I am, which has got to be too tiring. He said, well, okay, but Herb Jebko could have done it. And I'm like, who the fuck is Herb Jebko? I thought I knew that name, but I didn't. And I went and I looked up Herb Jebko. He was the first host of the Mutual Overnight Show before Larry King took it. And that was pretty funny. And I said to him, yeah, but Herb Jebko wasn't real, you know, half joking. And I say half joking because, for all I know, Herb Jebko wasn't real. He was real. He was a guy who lived in Salt Lake City with his wife and his son. And Harry says, yeah, but Rex was real. I think Rex might have been his fucking dog or something. But I think when you do a regular talk show, like if it was a Larry King or a Herb Jebko show or whatever the fuck, or even a Rush Limbaugh show, you can do 6 days a week with a show like that. Because the prep for that show is reading. The prep for this show is bullet pointing a bit and then, you know, finding it. Well, what is the topic and then how are you, what's the angle? And, you know, like right tonight, this idea I've got for a bit that we did on our national show, but I don't want to do Bobby Dooley because I think we worked Bobby Dooley on this show a couple of weeks ago.
So I'm going to bring Doug Danger on, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've got to get out to the Academy Awards. I've been out all this week. I've been writing articles on that, and I have a woman that comes in. She is she's a domestic worker. Her name is, you know, Ensalia or some bullshit like that. And anyway, her sister, you know, boom, boom, boom.
And state of California right now, at least in Los Angeles, I think it's the chief of police of Los Angeles, Beck. This guy wants to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And Doug is going to promote not just, he doesn't think they should even have a driver's license. He thinks an ID should be good enough. That is good enough for a driver's license. Pakistan begins demolishing Bin Laden home. This is a fucking news story. Get a load of this, man. This is a fucking news story. Who gives a shit? In other words, I understand the novelty of somebody giving up something, of someone giving up a social networking site for Lent as opposed to chocolates or masturbation or drinking or whatever, but nonetheless, it is not a fucking news story. Well, or is it? Maybe it is. See, I said a couple of years ago, when I saw a story on the what we used to call the Wire, I use this old term. I realize that I'm sort of falling into the habits that older generations do fall into. Like my mom and my dad, even after they moved to California, they would say, "I'm going down to the corner to get something. Does anybody want anything?" The corner is an East Coast term or an Eastern cities term, because people literally used to do go down to the corner. That's where the store was, the houses on the street. And then the corner is where the store was. So I'm going down to the corner. And so even if they were getting in the car here in California, get in the car and drive to the shopping center, which was at least a mile away, maybe two, they're still going to the corner. So here I am with my generation of broadcaster term. I just pulled this off the Wire. The Wire, we used to have teletype machines. When I first got into the business, it was a big clunky machine that sat in the newsroom. And you probably, even younger people, you've probably heard that sound effect of used to have that, the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. You'd hear these teletypes, which gave the sound of a very active newsroom. Well, we don't have teletypes anymore. And but used to say, go to the teletype, go to the machine, go to the Wire and check it. Check the Wire, see what's on the Wire. That's what we'd say. And that term came down from early 20th, 19th century terminology because it literally was a wire. It was like a Morse code thing that was feeding news. But we'd use the teletype. So now I'm going on the internet. I'm not doing anything different from you guys. But I'm saying, well, I looked at the Wire here, and I see where this, by the way, is. I love this movie, and I love this actor beyond anything. He may be my second favorite actor of all time, Lee J. Cobb, right there in the middle with the cigar. He's a profoundly, profoundly wonderful, gifted, talented actor named Lee J. Cobb. He's now passed on. You probably remember him as Detective Kinderman from The Exorcist, but he was, number one, he was the original Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman on Broadway. It was written by Arthur Miller. And then among his film credits were On the Waterfront, which is what this picture is from, 12 Angry Men. I don't know, just a number of I think of Westerns that he did. He did a bunch of Westerns, believe it or not. But Lee J. Cobb, in this movie, plays Johnny Friendly. He's a mobbed-up waterfront dock worker boss. He runs a dock workers union, and he's crooked as hell. And Marlon Brando is the young dock worker who crosses him and eventually goes to the authorities and rats out all this corruption that's in the union. And it's a classic story in the 50s that you know, a lot of people thought it masked the whole Un-American Activities Committee that was happening. And are you going to tell people who the commies are, or are you not? And this was written from the standpoint of well, Elia Kazan was the director. He's a guy that did actually name names, and so they felt that, you know, this was a perfect expression of his attitude, which is, you know, it takes guts to talk about people. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is that in this movie, it was where Lee J. Cobb, as Marlon Brando was challenging him from outside of his little waterfront office, he says to the guys, these goons that are hanging around him here, he says, "Quit breathing that clam sauce on me, will you?" And so that's a line we've used in the show quite a bit. But it was, and also the other line is, "They're dusting off the hot seat for me," which is when he says, "You guys ever heard of the Sullivan Act?" He says he wants everybody to give up their guns. Come on, gimme, gimme, gimme. He's grabbing he's grabbing everybody's fucking guns. And putting all the guns in a safe because he doesn't want to get caught you know, as a felon in possession of firearms. And You know, poor Johnny Friendly, he's on his way, he's going down for the count because Marlon Brando's going to rat him out. This particular scene here is really is amazing because he's telling Marlon Brando's brother, played by Rod Steiger, you're either going to have to kill your brother or you're going to have to make the kids see it our way and not go to the commission and not talk to the authorities. You've got to do one or the other. He knows he's not going to talk his brother out of going to the police. Rod Steiger. That means he's left with one option, which is you have to kill your brother. And he's saying to Johnny Friendly, he says, I can't kill my own brother. I can't do it. And he's looking at him. You can see the look on Lee J. Cobb's face, which is basically, look, you don't have any much of a choice here. You're either going to do that or the other, or if you don't want to kill him, I'll get somebody else to do it. But either way, your brother is going to die unless you can. And so if you remember anything from On the Waterfront, even if you never saw the movie, you probably recall people oftentimes using the phrase, I could have been a contender, I could have been somebody, instead of a bum. That's what Marlon Brando was saying to his brother. As his brother is trying to desperately talk about of going to the authorities, his brother says to him, I've never been anything in my life, I've never done anything in my life, and now I've got a chance to do something. Remember when I could have won that fight, and you guys made me take a dive? I could have been somebody, I could have been a contender instead of a bum. So... And he says to Rod Steiger, he says, you were my brother. You should have looked out for me. So in that scene, Rod Steiger makes the decision, I'm going to look out for my brother. And he kicks his brother out of the car and throws his own fate to the wind, which basically means now Johnny Friendly is going to kill him, Rod Steiger. His brother is free, loose. He's gotten away. His brother kicked him out of the car, so now he's got to face his own fate, which is he's killed by these mobsters in protecting his brother. Johnny Friendly there did it. It's really a great film. It's my favorite Marlon Brando movie of all time, I think, probably. Ah! So there you go. Huh? It's a little story for you. On the Waterfront. Really great Elia Kazan. Another great Elia Kazan movie, and another one of my favorite movies, Panic in the Streets. Holy Christ, is this movie fantastic. This is a great movie. You got to see Panic in the Streets. It's shot in that great, gritty, street-level, dirty, black-and-white Elia Kazan way in New Orleans. And it's the story of a Navy doctor who has to track down the guy in New Orleans who has bubonic plague. They find that there's a couple of guys that are infected with bubonic plague. And who's the guy? It turns out to be a mobster, a New Orleans gangster, played by Jack Palance. Holy shit, is this great. You can imagine Jack Palance at that age. He's like 20-something. Ugly? Holy God. You think Jack Palance was ugly when he got older. There's nothing in the fucking world uglier than Jack Palance when he was a kid. And ugly in a beautiful way. Ugly in a cinematic way. You know, ugly in just, Jesus Christ, this guy's, he's beautifully ugly, you know. And this movie, I'm telling you, this movie is out of this fucking world. You got to see it. And the doctor's played by Richard Widmark. He's got to find this goddamn guy who's just pouring sweat from bubonic plague. And, of course, you love these gangsters because they may be dying of bubonic plague. They may have diseases that haven't been known for centuries, but if there's money someplace, they don't care what they're going to go get the money, right? So that's kind of what's happening here. These guys are throwing all kinds of caution to the wind. He's got a fever. He's sweating. He doesn't know what the fuck's wrong with him, but he's still going to fight. Where's the money? I'm asking you a question now. You got to tell me where the money is. Come on, tell me where the money is. You know how Palance, I mean, just imagine Jack Palance at his most menacing. And you got Zero Mostel is in this. Zero Mostel plays the fat sidekick, Johnny, I told him he wasn't going to do it, but he didn't listen to me. Just total fucking New Orleans scumbag. Oh, shit, it's great. Just great. And it's all shot down there in the quarter, and it's shot out on the river. It's shot, along the waterfront. Boy, Kazan, you put Elia Kazan and his cameras near a fucking waterfront, man, it's fucking magic, you know. So anyway, you got to see that one.
Well, Phil, this is Doug Danger. I'm the entertainment...
I was talking about Panic in the Streets.
I'm not familiar. But I can tell you, Phil...
Well, it's a Elia Kazan movie.
Oh, that guy is the one that ratted everybody out. Are you telling me you went to see it? Whoa. Phil,
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know...
Oh, you don't know? Don't you understand what that guy did to people's careers?
Well, it seems to me that was a long time ago, Doug.
A long time ago. Easy for you to say. Now, you know, he ratted out people and blah, 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 blah.
Jesus, that movie's great. Panic in the Streets. You got to see that fucking thing. And then I'm trying to think of some other, you know, as long as this is Academy Award week. Well, I got, you know, I love, personally, I love The Hustler with Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason. If you want to talk about these black and white urban dramas, you know, you've got Panic in the Streets. You got On the Waterfront. You got, you know, and then you have this... this great Hustler. And then, you know, these movies that I was telling you guys about. Remember that Act of Violence I was telling you about with Robert Ryan and Van Heflin? Christ, that was fantastic. That was fantastic. Act of Violence is Cape Fear with the roles reversed. The bad guy is the husband, and the good guy is the guy that's stalking the husband and wife. That's the little turn of Act of Violence. I don't want to give you any more of the plot, but you got to check this one out, man. Really good flick. Then there's another one I saw the other night. I saw this on TCM called Letter to Three Wives. You guys ever heard of this one? You got to see this, man. I don't even want to get into describing it. Testing.
Phil, it's great to be with you, and I know I join with a lot of people who say, you know, I'm wishing you a great deal of luck. Phil, I wish you a great deal of luck, the luck of the Irish. I'm wishing you...
Come on. The hell is that? Come on. Shut your filthy hole. Shut your filthy sewer.
Hi, Phil. This is Doug Danger with the Doug Danger. Hi, Phil. I'm Doug Danger with the Orange County Courier. And I am a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I have a very, very busy weekend. You know, I've got a nephew and a niece that are staying over with me while their parents are, their mom and dad are in Salt Lake City. They're attending a Mormon conference, some bullshit. I don't know. They're in San Francisco. Who knows, man? Sometimes I watch my niece and my nephew and my sister, yeah. But I've got the need of having my housekeeper, the lady that cleans my house.
Come on. Come on. I got to get a fucking swamp. And I am getting a swamp cooler. I'm not just going to say it. I'm going to do it. I am getting a swamp cooler. Come on!
Phil, this is Doug Danger here, the Orange County Courier, at where I'm at. I'm in the printing press area. I'm in the down in the, you know, where they make the newspaper, where the print goes on, where the words get.
What do you mean with the words? You're a newspaper man, don't you know?
No, I don't. I'm upstairs. I don't know what they call this shit. And so, Doug Danger here, Phil, the Orange County Courier, and I can tell you right now, Phil, as a gay man, gay journalist. I'm very depressed by...
What is her name? lawyers in love. What's the name of the fucking cop? Who's the head cop in L.A., man? Come on.
Right, Phil, this is Doug Danger, Phil, and this is the Doug Danger Experience. Hi, everybody, I'm Doug Danger, and I'm really excited to be with you here, Phil, today.
Just want to say, that's one of the things I did today, is I drove around Ventura, and Ventura is real California. And what do I mean by that? I mean, it's real California. It's when you go to Ventura, you look like you're seeing three, four generations of Californians. There's a lot of Hispanic people. There are a lot of really good quality, like, Mexican places to eat. There's lots of surfers. There's incredible surf, but it's not anything that you would see on television. You know, there isn't a whole lot of real beach baby kind of shit. I mean, there's chicks in bathing suits, but it's not glossed up. Most of the houses are sort of, they're post-war, lots of palm trees, but they're sort of, you know, stucco, you know, single-level homes, and it's just very middle class, and there's something about it that's, it's post-war, which I guess in the sense that we understand post-war means modern, but it's not post-post-war, you know, it's definitely 50-ish feeling, and you would expect, like, if you're in Ventura, you would expect to see a lot of muscle cars, and you do, you know, and you'd expect, if you were in Ventura, to see just, you know, a lot of the culture, you know, the California culture that I think is more affected other places, you know. So anyway, today I had a chance, I was driving around looking at that, you know, and kind of enjoying that. I stopped at one of my favorite places, is a place called Evita's, which is a Mexican place. I had lunch, and, you know, it was the first time I've been out driving around in a long time, and I hadn't had any fucking nights off, so, hey, what are you going to fucking do, you know? You got to do what you got to do, huh? So you got to do what you got to do. Huh? What are you going to do if you can't do what you do? You got to do what you do. You don't do what you do, then you can't do it. I don't know. You know. What do you think, Lee J, huh? Mr. Cobb? Hey, go ahead and try and do it, deep thinker. All right. But if a guy can't do what I, you know...
Phil, let me tell you something about Lee J. Cobb, because you're not going to believe this, but the Cobb salad...
Named after him?
That's right.
No, it isn't. It's named after that guy at the
Brown Derby? I knew you were going to say that. Well, would you believe that the guy at the Brown Derby, even though his last name was Cobb, was thinking of Lee J. Cobb when he made it, because it was Lee J. Cobb, not that Cobb, that liked the chopped up vegetables and the vegetables.
What do you mean the vegetables?
The vegetables, what I'm trying to say.
It was the guy that ran the Brown Derby.
No, it wasn't the guy. I know the guy that ran the Brown Derby.
Was a guy named Cobb.
Yes, that's right.
And he came down, the story that I heard...
Do I have to hear the story again?
A lot of people may not know the story, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. The story was that he came into the kitchen one night, he was hungry, like many people, in the middle of the night, and he wanted something to eat, and he found a lot of odds and ends in the refrigerator, and he chopped them all up into very, very fine, bite-sized little pieces, and threw it into a bowl.
Is that okay, you done?
Yes, I'm done.
All right, I heard that story, too. But what you're missing here is I understand that he came downstairs. I understand that he was hungry, but what he made the guy he made the Cobb salad, in other words, he was hungry, and he created that, and his name was Cobb. But as he was eating it, he was thinking, boy, I bet you Lee J. Cobb would enjoy this.
As he was eating it?
Yes. And so, so you're saying you think he named it after himself. That sounds a little egotistical. The thinking is, from where I sit, I'm sitting here and you're sitting there. From where I sit, the thinking is, he thought, boy, I bet you Lee J. Cobb would enjoy this. I'll name it the Cobb Salad.
And he wasn't at all thinking that my name is Cobb. I think I'll call it the Cobb Salad.
You know what? That's the difference between you and me. I just don't go to ego. I don't go to Ego.
And no, but you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm Doug Danger.
Oh. Man, the homophobia. I don't go to Ego. I am a gay man. I am a gay journalist. I am. But the girl that worked for me, a girl by the name of...
What? Oh, no, man. Okay, good. Thank God. I don't know if I had the right screening program on here or not. Come on. Come on. Doom, 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 doom.
Her name is Lavina, and she's a young lady who has been working with me for a long time, Phil. And I asked her, I asked her if she would come to my house, and she would do a little...
World-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And I asked her if she would come to the house, and she agreed that she would. And I said to her, "All right, well, good." So,
she came over to the house to do some more, to do cleaning.
Yeah, just to do a little extra cleaning because we've got the kids there. Now on the way, they were pulled over by the police, and it turns out her sister, this young lady Esma, did not have a driver's license. She did have a legal ID that she got from the state of California in some form or fashion. I don't know. They arrested her, took her out of the car. So she could not drive the car. So they did not allow her to drive the car. Both girls were not allowed to drive the car. And she had to leave. And I'm stuck without this young lady that is helping me. Now, here is my proposal. And I had talked to Ray Rickhoven. I talked to our councilman, Ray Rickhoven, and I spoke also to Assemblyman Shine. And
Assemblyman Shine. Assemblyman Shine.
I spoke to Assemblyman Shine.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. And he said, just don't call me Sunshine. And
well, that's fine.
So anyway, I spoke to Ray Rickhoven, who's on our city council.
Ray Rickhoven. I wonder if I could get away with just making these fucking names up. Hey, I wonder if I could just make up the name like Sam Shine and Ray Rickhoven.
Assemblyman Sam Shine. Assemblyman Sam Shine. Assemblyman Sam Shine. I'm sorry, I have a difficult time with that, Phil.
Now, he's the California State Assemblyman.
Yes, he is, in the Santa Ana area. And I spoke with him at great length on Thursday. We had a discussion. I had lunch, and this spilled out over to dinner.
How fucking long did you talk to this guy about driver's licenses for your Hispanic help?
Oh, I see. So, in other words, I had to have been giving him a blowjob. Is that it?
No.
Yeah, I can't talk to a guy about business. It's got to have something else to do with something else. What a sick fuck. You know, I may be gay, but this blonde they got on TV right now, yowza.
Okay, a little slow as you leave.
Woo!
110. And in Garden Grove, 22 East at Fairview, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes. Traffic slow from Harbor Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The LA artist who created the Barack Obama Hope Poster. poster is facing a possible jail term in federal prison. Shepard Ferry pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of criminal contempt in federal district court in New York. Ferry and the AP got into a legal battle over the picture of Obama that Ferry turned into a poster. That lawsuit was settled, but what got Ferry into real trouble with the judge was destroying some documents and altering others to cover up his use of the AP photo. He'll be sentenced in July. The National Governors Association Winter Conference is going on in Washington, D.C. NGA Chairman Dave Heineman of Nebraska says much of the focus is on strengthening state economies through imports and exports.
We try to work with a variety of countries relative to the opportunities for us to export more of our goods and services coming out of Nebraska and presumably other states. And we've had significant investment from Chinese companies into Nebraska.
Governors from both parties at the conference are voicing their support for their particular party. Two American soldiers have been killed inside the Interior Ministry building in Afghanistan. Fox's Connor Powell says U.S. officials are being cautious.
John Allen, the top U.S. commander here in Afghanistan, just took an unprecedented step.
Yes, man, what's going on, Phil?
How you doing, man?
National troops working in the
doing good, man.
Good.
To order them back to their base as a safety precaution. That tells you just how sort of tense this situation is.
Do you have control of the phones?
I do, man. Just grabbed it.
Protesters continue to throw rocks at police and UN buildings after U.S. military officials burned copies of the Quran. New Cardinal Timothy Dolan in New York says he's going to continue to fight against the contraception provision due to the health care law. The law allows women who work for Catholic organizations to get access to free birth control.
You bet we'll keep at it, not only challenging the administration, but also working with the legislature and the judiciary to see that this is modified and hopefully overturned.
Critics of the law say it forces Catholic institutions to support contraception. The White House has tweaked the law so that only insurance companies offer birth control to women. The cure for the toasted tukas. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. I really enjoy shopping at the farmer's market. Uh-huh. I know I could save a few dollars by going to the big warehouse stores, but I like the quality, the service, and the familiar faces week in and week out. Luckily, at Nick Alexander Imports, you get the best of both. We've been family-owned and operated for 33 years, so nothing's more important than treating our customers right. And since we're located in the wholesale district, we pass those savings directly to you. Farmer's market quality and service at warehouse store savings. Only at Nick Alexander. Speaking of savings, come in before February 29th and lease a brand new 2011 BMW 328i for just $299 a month, plus tax $29.88 down, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit. That's just $299 a month for a 2011 328i. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexanderbmw.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Loving those heated seats in your car comes with a price. The toasted skin syndrome is apparently the exact thing. Dermatologists say it's a rash that develops on people's legs when they sit in heated car seats for too long a time. They say the rash is ugly, but it's not serious. You can also get the toasted from sitting too close to a space heater or putting a hot PC on your lap, you know, laptop. The treatment? Turn down the heat. Southland weather from KFI. Lots of clouds out there. Lows around 50 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy again during the day tomorrow with cooler temperatures than today. Not too much, but cooler. Highs around 60 at the beaches. Mid-60s, Metro LA, Orange County, around 70 in the valleys. A chance of rain coming in late Sunday evening and hanging around most of the day Monday. It'll clear up by Tuesday. Right now in Dana Point, 57. Cypress, 55. Pasadena, 56. Hacienda Heights, 61 degrees. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry show here Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Tonight is our final broadcast here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and we'll tell you the reasons for that. And we leave KFI reluctantly, but with a smile on our face and the greatest people in the world that I've ever worked with in radio here at this radio station. And we're still going to be on the air in Los Angeles and still with our good friends at Clear Channel. So we'll give you more input on that as we progress throughout the evening. We're very happy to be with you on a beautiful night in Southern California. We are going to have Doug Danger on the line with us here in just a moment to talk with us about not just the Academy Awards, but about something that's hitting a little more close to home for him. And that is the discussion going on in L.A. County right now with regard to driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. Sheriff Lee Baca has come out in favor of Chief L.A. Police Chief Beck's idea. So we're going to get Doug on the line here, the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. That's where you can watch our live streaming video cast of the show tonight. You can hear, of course, the podcast on KFI. We're also going to have all of our KFI shows available in an archive on our website in the weeks to come. So Doug Danger joining us, as I mentioned, from Santa Ana tonight. And I know, Doug, it's a busy weekend for you, not only because you have the Academy Awards, you've also got your niece and nephew.
Absolutely, Phil. My sister and her husband are in San Francisco this weekend. They've got a teachers' conference up there because he's a he is an administrator here of public schools here in Southern California. So I've got a great opportunity to be with my niece and nephew, but I also have a work weekend, and so I've taken on a little bit of a responsibility there. And that's we got into a bit of a crisis, and that's why I wrote the article I did for the paper this past week on the driver's licenses.
All right. What I have, the latest thing that I have here is Sheriff Baca backs, L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca backs driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. He said he supports the idea of allowing illegal immigrants to have driver's licenses. His comments Thursday come as L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck also expressed support for this idea. Baca said such licenses should be issued after illegal immigrants fill out comprehensive applications, and so on and so forth. But essentially, so they can track these folks. And you had something close to home with regard to the people that you hire, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have. I've got two young ladies who have worked for me. I actually have one young lady who worked for me, and she's gotten her transportation here. Her name is Lavinia, and her sister Esma has driven her here, and then her sister works, I think, someplace else in the city here, but. Well, what happened was that the two of them were stopped, I think, by Orange County Sheriff, and they did not have valid driver's licenses, but they did have valid ID cards. And they were still refused the right to continue driving the car. The car was impounded, and I did not have the young lady's assistance coming into this weekend that I needed. I've got a niece and a nephew here. Okay. And so,
has she been able to get to your house at all?
No, as of tonight, she has not. We're in the middle of the weekend now. Now I've got babysitters, but what I need is her help in keeping the house, not only keeping the house, but also in cooking the meals and in doing the different chores that she's done for me. I'm a gay man, as you know, Phil. I'm a gay journalist. I'm a single man, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I write about social issues, and I know these issues about as well as anybody. But now I don't have a domestic that I need here. And why is that? Because they had legal IDs, but they didn't have a driver's license. So what I did is I talked to Rick Rickhoven, who is with the Santa Ana City Council. I talked to Assemblyman Shine, who is our Assemblyman here in Southern California, on this idea. They both informed me that, of course, you have to have a driver's license. I said, but these are immigrants from Mexico, I think, or Central America. And they understood. I said, you understand these people are very vital as domestics? They said, yes, we do. I said, all right, why do they need to have a driver's license when they already have an illegal ID? And I said to the assemblyman, why can't the legal ID be a show of good faith toward getting the driver's license? And he said to me, that is a very good idea. So what I'm telling you is this. I lost a worker this weekend. I lost somebody who is vital to my household. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've looked into these issues, as I've told you, Phil, for the Orange County Courier, but I lost someone vital to my household this weekend, and now I've got two young people here who need meals cooked for them, and they need their clothes washed, and so on and so forth.
All right, so what you're telling me is, I don't understand what you're telling me. They don't have driver's licenses.
No, but they do have legal IDs.
And these are California IDs.
California IDs, yes.
All right, but still, it's not a driver's license.
No, but it's the point that if you can hear what I'm saying here, because I said this to the assemblyman and he agreed with me. If you have a legal ID and you're from Mexico, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of very well-informed people, that is as good as having a California driver's license, because most people who have driver's licenses in California are not good drivers. In fact, most people that have driver's licenses in California could be argued, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I wrote an article on this 2 years ago. I wrote an article on this for the Orange County Weekly. Most people in the state of California don't drive much better. And you may think I'm making a joke, but they don't drive much better than people from Mexico. So,
well, that may be, like you said, that might be a funny joke.
But again, Phil, I don't think I'm making a joke. You know,
but the point is they have driver's licenses and illegal people, illegal immigrants. First of all, this is a debate as to whether illegal immigrants should even have IDs. A lot of people think that they should be just shipped back, you know.
Well, again, Phil, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've written on this issue for a long time. They're not going to get shipped back. I'm completely opposed to that. I do believe they should have legal IDs. So that's what they have. And I think in that sense, they then have shown good faith toward a driver's license. Instead, they were the car was impounded. They were issued some form of a citation, essentially told to walk home or get a bus or find your way home because you're out of luck. You don't have any wheels, even though they had legal IDs.
And but they didn't have a driver's license. So what you're telling me is
but the legal ID, I think, serves as the driver's license.
All right, that's the point. That's the point of what I'm trying to get to here. The legal ID that your two illegal immigrant workers...
Well, one of them, the young lady, Lavina, works for me. Her sister does not.
All right, but that you think that the legal ID that they have already is a driver's license.
That is my point. And here's where I think Baca and Beck, and again, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm anti-cop. I'm not anti-cop. I support our police. But in supporting our police, I so want them to start thinking a little more clearly, you know, and this is where Baca and Beck are thinking like cops, and that's not necessarily the smartest way to think. And what I'm saying is this, if these two guys could just sit down and, you know, figure it out, they've already got IDs. Why do they have to have a driver's license?
And to see if they can drive a car.
But people in the state of California can barely drive now. You understand? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil.
But look at that. Like I said, that may make a very funny joke. But who are you going to really convince of that, okay?
Anybody that drives a car in the state of California knows what I'm saying is true. People in the roads of the state of California, I'll tell you right now, if any of them have actually taken a driver's test, then I'm a gone you-know-what, all right? I'm a gay man, I'm a gone gay man and a gay journalist, and I do not believe that the driving skill in the state of California warrants people getting on their high horse about this. And further, I think that if you have that legal ID, it does show good faith. Now,
all right, well, what if someone gets into a car who is from Mexico, they do not know how to drive, but they have the legal ID, but they simply do not know how to drive?
Well, then why would they be behind the wheel of a car? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What do you mean, why would they be behind the wheel of a car? Someone needs for them to drive.
Why would you want someone to drive you if they don't know how to drive? Do you understand what I'm saying? They're not going to drive if... And so what I'm telling you is, anybody who drives an automobile in the state of California knows how to drive an automobile about as good as they're going to drive it, and the illegal immigrant already has a driver's license. It's the ID. Now, again, Baca and Beck are two very good police officers, but they're looking at this particular issue like a couple of cops. And, you know, I keep thinking of that scene in Dick Tracy, Dick Tracy, where Al Pacino is talking to Dick Tracy, and he says to him, "You dumb, stupid cop." You know, and I think about that every time I think of Baca and Beck, these two guys, you know. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I believe in our police. But these two dumb cops. And
well, why do we... I don't want to go characterizing the police as stupid. Do you mind? Is that okay?
Well, why are they looking at it this way?
And they're looking at it in this way. They want people to have driver's licenses. And
again, I told you, they've already got a driver's license.
No, they don't. They have legal IDs, okay?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil, and I'm telling you that those... look, again, you and Beck and Buck are the three of you guys, like three cops. You're looking at this thing, I'm telling you, if the illegal has a legal ID, they've got a driver's license. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've written on this issue for not only the Courier, but for the Weekly, and I've gotten, and believe it or not, I've gotten rewards on my writing. So somebody's missing something here.
I don't know that you're going to convince anybody of that. I really don't, Doug.
I don't have to. We need a couple of cops that are going to stand up there and really put their weight behind this thing.
All right, Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. We're going to talk later on a little bit about the Oscars. Right now we're talking about driver's licenses for illegal aliens And it is his opinion that if they have a legal ID, that's good enough because it shows intent. And he just had, you had, Doug, this young lady that works for you. Basically, she can't get to you now because she can't. Her sister got the car impounded, and you got your niece and nephew there.
Yeah, I got my niece and nephew through Monday morning at least.
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on driver's licenses for illegals, or would that legal ID suffice? Because let's face it, people in California can't drive anyway. It's a pretty... He's really stretching the argument there. 1-800-521-534, the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the KFI Sunday Morning News, a brokered show. I don't know what that means, but we're going to look into it. We'll do it together. And the price of gas is higher than just awkward looks at your Oscar party. But why? Plus, this week's 9 news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
It can strike at any time, and you can't see, smell, or taste it. It's carbon monoxide, a gas that can poison you if fuel-burning appliances in your home malfunction. Furnaces, water heaters, gas grills, and generators are all potential sources. CO poisoning can happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. But prevention is quick and easy. Install a KITA carbon monoxide alarm. A new California law requires CO alarms in most homes. It's the only safe way to detect this invisible threat. Head to the Home Depot where you'll find a KITA CO alarm to meet your family's needs. KITA has been helping to protect families for more than 90 years. Each KITA CO alarm contains the world's most accurate CO sensing technology, and all models last 7 years. That's 2 more years of protection, saving you time, money, and possibly a loved one. Protect your family today with a KITA CO alarm from the Home Depot.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, the California GOP is trying to rally the troops, and the Pentagon's condemning the murder of military advisors in Afghanistan. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in El Monte.
The 10 West at Peck Road, there's a crash into the center divider. Traffic slow from the 605 and stay slow to Temple City Boulevard. Eastbound side is slow from Peck Road. In Willowbrook, 105 East before Wilmington, that earlier crash is long gone. Traffic still slow from the 110. In Garden Grove, 22 East at Fairview, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slow from Harbor Boulevard. Traveling out of Santa Monica, the 10 East is jammed from Pacific Coast Highway all the way over to the 110. In downtown L.A., 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side is slow from Highland Avenue to the 110. KFI traffic is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. I'm David Penson.
With the wide array of reliable, efficient, beautiful vehicles now at your Honda dealer, and the special 0.9% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers on Civic, Odyssey, and Accord, it's easier than ever to find the Honda you've been looking for. How easy? Ever tried to find a needle in an entire stack of needles? Well, it's super easy. So come find the great deal on the perfect Honda today. See dealer for financing details. Offer ends February 29th, 2012.
Get in the zone!
When the check engine light comes on, something could be seriously wrong with your car. The experts at AutoZone are ready to lend a hand. They've got the equipment so you can read the code yourself, plus the tools to fix it right the first time. And if you've just gotten a tax refund, they've got the tips to stretch those dollars as far as possible to get the job done. Don't wait till a small problem becomes a big one. When that check engine light comes on, go straight to AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Want to make sure you're there for Vin Scully and Sandy Koufax bobblehead night? Guarantee your tickets by purchasing a Dodger Stadium Grays bobblehead series 10-game plan with seats starting as low as $11. Dodgers.com/mini plans or call 323-224-1365.
Every Mini has always offered iconic style, go-kart handling, and exhilarating performance. Now there's the Mini Countryman. It has all the things that make a Mini, and a little bit more. It's bigger, so there's more than enough space for your next adventure, and it's also the first Mini with four doors. There's even available all-wheel drive. You even get 3 years, 36,000 miles, no-cost maintenance included. The Mini Countryman. It's just a little more Mini to love. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com for details.
Looking for an easy way to save money on prescriptions? Try Walmart Pharmacy. They make transferring simple. Bring in your prescription bottle or written prescription, and your Walmart pharmacist will take care of the rest. The savings will leave you feeling better in no time. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Avoid the 8-year mistake. Get into Sit and Sleep and find your perfect mattress today.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And welcome back here to our Saturday night Phil Henry Show. We'll have our news and information hour coming up at 9 o'clock. And it's a really kind of a fun weekend here in Southern California with the Academy Awards. We also have across the country some the Daytona 500 tomorrow. I don't know when we're going to. I'm not really a big-time racing fan. I just dig it when there's lots of stuff going on. Doug Danger is with us, and I know you're going to be covering the Academy Awards. You also have a niece and a nephew with you, and we're talking about this driver's license issue, which I never thought. Although you do talk about political things, don't you?
Well, I mean, I write about them, Phil. Yeah.
Okay, you write about them.
Yeah, I write about them as a journalist, as a gay journalist. I have a unique perspective, as I've said, and as I think I've proven down through the years, that my writing, my ability to look right into the eye of an issue, and basically call it if it's trying to feed me a load of blankety blank. In this issue, I got Baca and Beck, who are two outstanding police officers. I support them. I think that they're a great, obviously a great credit to their force, a great credit to their brotherhood. But they're thinking like a couple of, excuse me, Phil, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. They're thinking like a couple of dumb cops. And you are too. And
I don't like having the cops, well, our police, characterized that way, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mean it in any bad way. It's just that dumb, stupid cop thing where they're saying, and
yeah, I don't. What makes them dumb and stupid that they want to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants? You essentially agree.
No, I do not. No, I do not. I said to you, I think they've already got driver's licenses with the legal IDs. They don't need any more. That's where they're getting into that, just that cop way of looking at things.
All right, our number is 1-800-520-1534 here with Doug Danger on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll go to a phone call and sort this out because I'm just a little unclear. Debbie in Lancaster, go ahead. You're on with Doug Danger.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
If you say that you're a gay newscaster or a reporter one more time, I think I'm just going to pop my head. You made the point. Okay, fine. You don't need to say it every time it comes out of your mouth.
Well, but it defines what I am as a gay man, as a gay journalist. It defines who I am. What do you mean you're going
to
pop?
That's fine, and I'm sorry that you have to say that every time. You have to validate who you are.
It's not validation. It's forced by credit. Well, you just said you were going to pop your head, which is like saying that your head's like a pimple. I don't know what that means. She's going to pop her head.
That's okay.
All right. Well, that's what she said.
I'm giving you my point. But the reason I called
that your head's a pimple.
If these ladies have ID, then they know that they need ID to drive a vehicle. If they know they have to have legal ID to be in the country, they know they need a vehicle, a license to drive a vehicle.
What?
I'm sorry you were inconvenienced this weekend.
What?
It sounds like that you really weren't planned. It wasn't planned. But their ID does not give them the right to drive a vehicle. Their ID just says, hey, I'm okay to be in the country. I don't know how to drive a car. We don't know that they know
you don't know how to drive a car.
Because they didn't take the test. They didn't read the paper. You
did
know,
you, did you, I'm sorry, did you say you don't know how to drive a car? I didn't hear what you said.
No, she said that these ladies don't.
I know how to drive a car because I studied the pamphlet. I took the test. I know how to drive the car. I'm allowed to drive a car because that is not a given. That is a privilege I got because I took the responsibility to take the test and to learn how to drive a car.
Right, but what I'm saying is these ladies already, because we need to identify them. I think that's what these two. You know, Phil doesn't like me calling. I respect Sheriff Baca and Chief Beck. I just don't want them to think like a couple of dumb cops, that's all. But I
don't know what makes them dumb cops.
But it doesn't make any difference. The law says you have to have a license to drive the car.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I happen to agree with the law.
Right.
That if you want to drive a vehicle, it is a privilege. It is not a right. And they have an excellent bus service here in California, in Los Angeles. So, you know, use the bus if you don't have a driver's license.
No, they already have a driver's license. What I'm saying is they have a legal ID. They have a legal ID, which should serve as a driver's license because they already drive probably as well as you. Can I ask you a question?
Does that give you the right to drive a car?
Would you be willing, let me ask you this, would you be willing to put your driving skills up against the average Mexican fresh in?
Yes.
What do you mean fresh in?
I'm saying you just said something foolish because I think you drive probably as well, but not better.
Now, where do you get off saying that?
Because look at how Californians drive.
I never said I drove better.
Aha! Uh-huh. So that proves. That proves. That proves.
It's a responsibility to take the test and to learn. They did not take the test. They were not responsible, so they should not have the privilege to drive.
But they're here already. They're here already.
This all boils down to the fact that you were inconvenienced.
It boils down to the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I understand this issue.
No, it doesn't. It boils down to the fact that you are inconvenienced. You're
as a gay man.
You've got kids and you don't have anybody to babysit them.
That's right. No. It's not babysit. No, I've got babysitters. What I don't have are the housekeepers to clean the houses, you know, to cook the meals and all this good stuff. And you're telling me that you don't drive any better than a Mexican fresh over the border. And I'm saying, okay, then why can't they drive?
Because the lady said, if
now,
I may...
We're talking
out of fresh
here.
Yeah.
You're complaining because your
right.
housekeeper didn't
right.
get to drive.
Okay, well, Debbie, thank you. I'm going to move on to another call. I appreciate your call, though. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. I don't want to make her argument for her, but she's saying that they don't have driver's licenses. It's got nothing to do with skill. Here is Claudia in Calabasas. Go ahead, Claudia. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
It's got nothing to do with skill.
Yes, I would like to say that what he's saying doesn't make any sense at all, because if you were able to get an ID in California, you should be able to get a driver's license. So she hasn't taken the time to take the test. And
why should she?
If she is, okay, because she has to, just like I did, just like everyone else who's trying to do everything according to law. So what you're basically saying is that you have an illegal alien and you just don't want to admit.
But are you legal? Are you legal?
She gonna have
I have a legal alien. She's got. Well then, what are you? You didn't go by the
exactly.
law either.
You
didn't go by the law either.
You have an illegal alien working for
and
you.
And so do you.
If she has an ID from California, then she should be able to get a driver's
She has
license.
An ID from California. Well, she's got an ID.
Has she got a California ID?
Okay.
She's got an ID.
ID from Mexico.
No, but is it from Mexico? Yeah, is it from Mexico or from California?
It doesn't
okay.
make any difference because she
no,
can drive as well as the average
difference.
Californian.
How
this lady, you're from Mexico. Lady, you just said you're illegal. You just told me you're illegal.
I'm a U.S. citizen.
I'm a gay
okay?
man and a gay journalist.
This doesn't have anything to do if you're gay or not.
Yes,
okay?
it does.
Just
it,
admit it. You have an illegal alien working for you.
No, she's got
That's
an ID.
Period.
She's got a legal
yes.
ID.
No.
Where's the legal ID from?
It's a legal Mexican ID.
Why don't you take her to the DMV so she can get a driver's license?
Okay? You understand something. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have... I've got a responsibility to my readers to ferret out this issue. I'm not going to be driving her to the DMV and blowing my whole point. My point is that she
You need her to work for you,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You need her as a housekeeper,
Not
right?
only do I need her, she better be here or I will turn her into the immigration service.
But then you should be clear with what you're saying because it doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does,
I mean,
ma'am.
It's common sense. If you have a California ID, then you can pretty much get a driver's license. All you have to do is just go and apply, take the test.
Oh, no. See, right there, you just said it. Take the test. See, you said, no, it's not that easy.
Right.
You said if you have a California ID, you just go and get it. No, you got to take the test. That's where I find fault with it, because if you have an ID, you already know how to drive, in my opinion. And this is such a waste of time. Baca, back, they have basically said so.
An old person without having driven any...
I need a woman in this house. I got toilets. I've got food to cook.
Then you should hire a legal alien or a U.S. citizen.
I have a worker, ma'am. She just needs to be given that driver's license. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, hold the line here. Thank you very much, Claudia. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Number 1-800-521-KFI. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger is going to come back here and talk a little bit more about... It sounds like we're talking over each other. He wants them to have a driver's license because they already have an ID, although I'm not sure the ID is from California. Everybody else is saying as long as they have the ID, why not go and get the driver's license? Baca and Beck are in favor of that. Our number, 1-800-521-534, the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. The chairman of the California Republican Party is trying to rebrand the GOP name. Tom Del Beccaro says he's trying to keep Republican candidates in the state focused on issues that will help them win elections this year, like reducing state spending and taxes.
There's no excuse for California with all of its natural resources and the rest to have the second highest unemployment rate in the country.
Del Vaccaro says he's trying to gather Asian, Hispanic, and other young voter support. Republican registration numbers have been falling for more than a decade in California. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash mid-city.
On the 10 West at National, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic is slow from Robertson Boulevard and stay slow to the 405. Eastbound side is going to be slow from the Pacific Coast Highway all the way over to the 110. In El Monte, 10 West at Peck Road, there's a crash into the center divider there. Traffic slow from the 605 and stay slow to Temple City Boulevard. In Garden Grove, the 22 East at Fairview, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slow from Harbor Boulevard. In Willowbrook, 105 East is slow from the 110 to Central Avenue. In downtown LA, 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. South is slow from Highland Avenue to the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Pentagon officials are condemning the murder of two U.S. military advisors in Afghanistan. Officials say they're still committed, though, to working closely with Afghans to counter violent extremism, as Taliban has claimed responsibility for the shooting, saying it was in retaliation for the burning of Qurans this week. A small claims court judge in Simi Valley has awarded $850 to an iPhone user who claimed AT&T purposely slowed down his data service. Judge ruled it was wrong for AT&T to sell the guy an unlimited data plan, then slow down the service. A man in Kansas has had a wallet returned to him 35 years after it was lost. Gene Brown says he lost the wallet back in the late 70s when he was contracted to do some repair work in the attic of a home. The new resident of the house found the wallet and tracked down Brown.
I thought I kicked it down into the wall because we searched and searched and we couldn't find it. So I figured it went down in the wall. Well, I can't go in there and tear somebody's wall out to find a wallet. So I said, well, that's it. It's history.
Brown says there was no money in the wallet, but says he had old photos in his original draft card in it.
Bloodhounds, killer rabbits, and beautiful showgirls. I am King Arthur.
The Tony Award-winning Best Musical of 2005, Monty Python's Spamalot, is returning to L.A. for 1 week only, February 28th at Pantages Theater. Tuesday, lovingly ripped off from the internationally famous comedy team's most popular motion picture, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Monty Python's Spamalot is winner of 3 2005 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Director, as well as a drama destined telling the legendary tale of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table and their quest for the Holy Grail. Spamalot features Spamalot, a chorus line of dancing divas, knights, flatulent Frenchmen, surprise, killer rabbits, and one legless knight. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Forward-looking, cutting-edge, avant-garde. It's the challenge of any company to stay fresh. And for 125 years, no one has managed to achieve that goal quite like Mercedes-Benz. Consider the GLK, part of the 2012 lineup of Mercedes-Benz vehicles, the freshest and youngest in the luxury car class. Boasting an agility control suspension and adaptive brake technology, the GLK is equipped with the kind of bold engineering you'd expect from the company that invented the automobile. And it's matched by an equally bold design that makes it one of the most distinct and stylish SUVs out there. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer about the 2012 GLK, and you'll discover that for 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has also been synonymous with value. Now lease the 2012 GLK 350, an IIHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 30 months with $4,583 due at signing. A new year, a new level of innovation from Mercedes-Benz.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. At participating dealers through February 29th, 2012. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
Cloudy skies this evening, lows around 50 degrees, partly cloudy tomorrow during the day, and a little cooler than today, around 70 with a chance of rain coming late tomorrow night and hanging around through Monday. It's 53 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at just $5.99. And you'll save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. But hurry in, because the sale ends Sunday. And it only happens in one place, a Sleep Number store. The Ultimate Sleep Number event and the Sleep Number bed. It's not just for the 8 hours you sleep. It's for the 16 hours you don't.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Jimmy
can come with Junior and my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. The facilities are huge but smart. You don't have to walk 10 blocks going from one dealership to another. Check out this month's incredible offer from Riverside Hyundai. Get a brand new 2012 Hyundai Sonata GLS for less than $6 a day. Riverside Metro off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. 36-month lease, 12,000 miles a year, $2,599 down plus tax and drive-offs. Includes $1,500 HMSC rebate, OAC through HMFCC. See deal for details.
We eat idiots for breakfast.
With a taste of nuts and honey.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Till 10 o'clock tonight, we got Coast to Coast with Ian Punnett then coming up at that time. This week, it was not just Chief of Police Beck, but also for the city of Los Angeles, but also L.A. County Sheriff Lee Baca, both of them endorsing driver's licenses for people that are not here legally, aliens not here legally, but nonetheless driver's licenses for them, so that in the words, roughly the words of the chief and the sheriff, you can keep track of who you're dealing with. You know, they have a name, they're in the system, and you know, when you stop to think about it, it's not a bad idea, because if for the safety of the community, really, and just for the functioning of the system, you got to know who the hell, who's here and who isn't. Would you agree with that, Doug?
Well, I think we already do know who's here, and I think we already do. If they have an ID, and this young lady that works for me, Lavina, had an ID, her sister had an ID, all right, there's the ID. Now you simply say, all right, you are legally ID'd, you have a driver's license. Now, I know what you're saying. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've looked into the issue. The reason why I say that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist is I've said on your program many times, I have the ability to investigate a story, I think, a little bit more clearly than most people can read one. And I'm here to tell you that the average California driver is no more skilled at driving an automobile than someone who has just fresh in from the northern deserts of Mexico. Now, that's that. Then you ask me, well, all right, so they're as good a driver, but why not just have them have a California driver's license? Well, you're slowing up the system. You can see what's happened to me. I do not have a very vital member of my household. I've got my niece and my nephew here who need to eat, need to have clean clothes, need to have their beds made. There's an awful lot that needs to be done in this house. It's an Oscar weekend. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. In other words, I have to be at a lot of different, varied political as well as entertainment functions, and the state of California won't let me do that.
Well, why? Well, the state of California won't let you do it. Why? Because this lady doesn't have a, they don't accept her Mexican ID as a driver's license?
That they don't accept it as valid ID, and so therefore, she's perfectly ID'd, but they need to have something more, and I think it's an ego trip. And again, these two cops, and you don't like me calling them cops, but in the words of, you know, Big Boy there and Dick Tracy, you dumb, stupid cop, want this to be something that is a political flag to wave as opposed to something that is functional, something that works, something that we can move forward with, something that will bring us together. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but bring us together as opposed to separate us.
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI. That was a nice speech, Doug, but I'm not exactly sure that it addressed the problem. Here is Donnie in Huntington Beach. Donnie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger.
How you doing?
Yes, sir, very good.
I got three issues with this guy. First of all, are you a journalist first and foremost? Or, you know, I mean, let me ask this. Are you a blogger?
Donnie, let me ask you something, Donnie. Why don't you take a deep breath? Just take a deep breath. You know, you need sound like you're out of breath.
Well, I just want to ask
you. Came on and just wait, sounding like you were not breathing properly.
All right, we've got that out of the way, Doug. Let the gentleman ask his question.
Doug, listen, let me ask something.
Sir.
Did you have to have credentials to become a journalist? Did you have to go to school to do what you do?
Actually, to be a journalist, no. You can get hired. If you're a good writer, they'll hire you. But if you ask me, did I go to school? Yes, I did.
Okay, so that makes your work, it lends your work to be a little bit more credible, right? Because you went to school.
No, it does not. I can show you a million journalists who are the lousiest writers you ever saw, and they went to school. They're not very good reporters. Okay. They're not very good writers. They're not very good journalists. They're not very good newspaper people, okay? So going to school for certain things does not necessarily... Oh, I'm sorry.
Journalists make you a better person at understanding the needs of drivers, of those that deserve...
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You have to be licensed to sell insurance.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
Sir. What? No. What?
All right. Then you don't have... Then you don't have the credentials. And
wait a minute. That has nothing to do with this.
That's insulting. You're insulting all the straight journalists out there. Like, you're saying the only way they can be able to perceive or understand the needs of individuals is if they're gay.
No, I didn't say that. I said that it makes me a better writer. It makes me a better writer because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist and a gay writer. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I know there's gay writers that are out there right now be offended by the remarks you're making. It's absolutely ridiculous. Listen, as an insurance agent...
Yeah, because they're inferior writers.
We have people that call and solicit their telemarketers, but they can't give out certain advice because they're not licensed. You're allowing people to drive on the road that are not licensed. They haven't passed a test to say they're licensed.
Yes, they are.
They don't have an ID.
Yes, they are. They are licensed, and I'll tell you how.
Really?
Yes, sir, and I'll tell you how. Just as you can have a California ID and not have to have a driver's license, as some elderly people do, as some people who don't drive do, you can also have an ID to drive while not having a driver's license, as I propose many of our illegal immigrants. And you know why? Because they already drive in Mexico. They already are ID'd in Mexico. And we now have a perfectly legitimate ID to identify them. They don't drive any worse than any California driver. And I just lost two very good workers this weekend because of the ego trip.
You know what?
Because
you're
of the ego trip of Liebach. And these dumb cops.
Your selfish needs of having your laundry done for your two kids ahead of the safety of people on the road. You are ridiculous.
No, sir. No,
you are
not at all.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Not at all, sir. I'm saying.
You are absolutely insane and ridiculous.
I could say this.
That's all I got to say.
Sir, I could say this. You're an insurance man. You're an insurance man, and so you have money on your mind. You have money on your mind. You're motivated by money. You're an insurance guy. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm honest.
What is that guy? Mr. Listen, why do you keep bringing up a gay man and a gay journalist? It has absolutely nothing to do with the illegal immigrant issues.
But how come you keep saying you're an insurance guy?
People are undocumented workers driving cars illegally in the state of California. It has nothing to do. You being a gay journalist has something to do with it being more valid and having more validity? Are you kidding me?
Well, you're talking about being an insurance guy. What's that got to do with it? You're talking about money. You're motivated by money. You're motivated by money.
So let me ask you this.
You want a bunch of poor Mexicans so you can rob them. You can stick your hand in the pockets of poor Mexicans.
Whoa.
You had a strep throat. You had a strep throat and you were sick. And all of a sudden you came in and I started x-raying you, looking you over, and you said, hey, by the way, are you the doctor? I go, no, I'm just some guy down the hallway. I thought I'd just check your throat out until the doctor gets here. Wouldn't you be pissed off? Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't I be pissed off?
I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm looking at your throat.
But I wouldn't be pissed off if a guy was writing an article about me and he didn't have a degree in journalism. I wouldn't be pissed off if a guy was fixing my car and he didn't have a Mr. Goodwrench certificate. I wouldn't be pissed off if a guy was fixing... You know what I'm saying? You know that there are some things that... By the way, let me ask you something. You're an insurance guy, right? You're an insurance guy, right? Did you go to college? Do you have to go to college to be an insurance guy? No.
No.
Gotcha. Okay, that's it.
Big deal.
Score it, man. Yeah, score it. 3 points from the top of the arc. 3 points.
Exam where you must know specific criteria
to be able to
get people knowledgeable information.
You didn't go to college, and so therefore...
Wait a minute, Doug. The gentleman just said he had to take a test. Now, you know, what the man is saying...
They have a set criteria, what you must know.
Okay.
You have to pass an ethics test. What you can say legally and what is not legal that you cannot say. You have to follow a code of ethics. Yes. Absolutely.
You don't have to follow the code of ethics. That's just suggested. You're not going to go to jail.
Where did you come from?
Well, where'd you come from, man?
Phil,
look, I'm not trying to rob, I'm not trying to rob Mexicans. That's what you're doing. You're trying to rob some guy right out of the river, man. He's not even dried off yet.
You put your freaking selfish needs ahead of the law. You want
I'm trying to be smart.
Than the law.
I've got two children that need to be taken care of.
Listen, I have a young lady that comes to my house and does the laundry and cleaning too.
Yeah, I bet she does.
She's really willing, but her husband drives her, and he has a license.
And she's going, your fiancé? I'll tell you this much, I'm not trying to rob some poor Mexican struggling through the desert with nothing to eat.
Oh, would you get out of here and quit being melodramatic?
That's the only way you can make a All right, you
I gotta
make some cheap shots.
I gotta take a break. I appreciate your call very much, Donnie. That was appreciated. And it was a cheap shot, Doug.
No. This guy's an insurance guy. He's calling up and he's trying to rip on me. You know what that guy wants. He's trying to get it out there that he's in the insurance business. And if you're some Mexican that just struggled past a bunch of Joshua trees and cactus, and you made it past the coyote, and now you've hopped into the back end of the flat end, and you haven't been bumped off onto the road someplace, come and see me for some cheap insurance.
Yeah, we'll be right. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-521-534. The Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
It's your Holy Host. With the Academy Awards being held this Sunday, I wonder if you were walking the red carpet and someone asked you, who are you wearing? Would your answer be God? I'll explain on this week's Jesus Christ Show.
Tomorrow morning,
trying to rob Mexicans that are just out of the river.
KFI AM 640.
2012 is here, and Mercedes-Benz Laguna Niguel, we're starting the year off with a bang, with an offer unlike any other, 0% APR financing. Hi, Pat Bolter. This month, it's our annual 5-star certified pre-owned sale at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. We took in so many trades last year, we've decided to do something we've never done before. Offer 0% APR short-term financing on select certified pre-owned models. That's right, 0%. Plus, our 5-star certified pre-owned vehicles, which are the best of the best, come with a complete Carfax history, 24-hour roadside assistance, and now a 7-day or 500-mile exchange privilege. Now that's 5-star value. So hurry in today, because like this offer, these cars won't last. The annual 5-star certified pre-owned sale only at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
5-star service at 1-star drive.
Visit us off the 5 at 1-star drive or online at mblaguna.com.
0% APR short-term financing on 08 and 09 MLG LC and E models and approved credit. Maximum finance $20,000. Dealer participation may affect customer costs. Expires 2/29/12.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the president says he's got plans for American energy, and the Oscars will not be held at the Kodak Theater. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems mid-city.
10 West at National. There's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Robertson Boulevard and stay slow to the 405.
Well, the
eastbound
Oscars.
Side is going to be slow from the Pacific Coast Highway all the way over to the 110. In El Monte, 10 West at Peck Road, there's a crash in the center divider there. Traffic slow from the 605 and stay slow to Temple City Boulevard. In Garden Grove, good news there. 22 East at Fairview. That earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic has recovered in that area. In downtown L.A., 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side is slow from Highland Avenue to the 110. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Paula Casino Spa and Resort. I'm David Penson.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Bullying is a real problem in our schools. And luckily, there are teachers with ideas on how to stop bullying for good. But it's going to take a little help. DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to help out a teacher. Hook up with Chase and Clear Channel Communities in supporting DonorsChoose.org and pick from over 25,000 classroom requests. Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase to learn more.
All right, the gold, guys, is terrific. If you have gold, you can turn it into cash by going to any of the gold guys' locations, and they guarantee you top dollar. If you have jewelry, silverware, coins, they make it simple. Walk in any gold guys location in Southern California, they'll turn that into cash. Go to the Brea Mall, Westside Pavilion, or how about the one at Galleria Tyler in Riverside? TheGoldGuys.com. Get cash for your gold. Only at the Gold Guys.
The Epson Workforce Pro Small Business Printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. When we say it's fast, it's cheetah fast. Actually, we mean it's a cheetah with a rocket booster strapped to its back fast. The Epson Workforce Pro. Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find a great deal on the Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, and Epson.com.
Looking for an easy way to save money on prescriptions? Try Walmart Pharmacy. They make transferring simple. Bring in your prescription bottle or written prescription, and your Walmart pharmacist will take care of the rest. The savings will leave you feeling better in no time. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Right now is the best time in a long time to find that Honda you've been looking for. Think about it. There's a wide selection of reliable, efficient, smartly designed Honda vehicles at your local dealer. Honda's offering qualified buyers 0.9% financing for 60 months on cars like the Accord. And you're sitting there listening to the radio, tuned into just the right station at the exact moment this commercial comes on. Spooky. See dealer for financing details. Offer ends February 29th, 2012.
Soccer fans of all ages are coming to Soccer Nation Expo on February 25th and 26th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Try out new soccer gear, show your skills, meet U.S. national team players, win great prizes, and admission is free. Go to SoccerNationExpo.com for details. The Emmy Award-winning Stars on Ice Tour is known around the world for its skating superstars and the most creative performances on ice. Get tickets at starsonice.com and don't miss the all-new production that brings the glamour and athleticism of Stars on Ice to Honda Center for one night only on Saturday, March 3rd. Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealer is the right place to maintain your vehicle. From alignments and tires to maintenance and repairs, your neighborhood Toyota dealer is your one-stop shop to help keep your Toyota running like a Toyota.
Listen to KFI anytime, anywhere with the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
At iHeartRadio station, KFI.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger joining us this hour to talk about the proposal now endorsed by not only the L.A. County Sheriff, by L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck, but also Lee Baca, the sheriff. And this proposal, Doug, just isn't enough for you.
Well, I mean, Phil, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and as a man who's got a niece and a nephew staying with him over the weekend because the mother and father are trying to hold a marriage together, and they needed to, you got to dump the kids when you got to get it together. So they dumped the kids on me. I love my niece and nephew, so that's not a problem. But one thing I'm not going to do is I said to my sister, I don't mind playing with them and taking them out to dinner and having a good time with them, but I'll be damned if I'm going to make their beds, So that's why I've got Livonia, who comes and works for me during the week. Now, she's on her way here. Her sister's car is impounded. They both have legal IDs. And
from Mexico.
You know, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay... When you throw that in from Mexico, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have to say it feels hostile. And
it isn't. I'm just pointing out it's from Mexico.
Well, let me tell you what this insistence on a driver's license is. You've got a lot of Americans who know what I'm saying is true, that the ID they've got is perfectly acceptable to be a driver's license, but they want to be able to tell them what to do. See, there's still this thought process where they want to take these folks that are just new here from this, another country and lord it over them and tell them what to do and, hey, you, go get a license. Look, we don't have time for that anymore. And that's why I say, as a gay man's gay journalist, I can see that. And a lot of your callers that I can't.
All right, our number 1-800-521-534. Phil Henry Show, I'm in complete disagreement with you, as you can well imagine, Doug. I agree with my listeners here this evening from what they've been saying.
Well, that's not a surprise. I mean, you're a talk show host. You tend to suck up to your callers. And
no, it's not sucking up to callers. It's how I feel. It's how I feel. 1-800-521-KFI. Here is Chris in Temecula. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say I'm a straight man. I'm president of a nonprofit. I'm a straight president of a nonprofit. I'm a straight man.
What does that mean?
When I say that just sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
If it meant something.
Everybody,
when I say I'm gay,
sexual orientation,
that means something.
What does that have to do?
It means
with
that I can see the
people
truth.
People getting pulled over and getting their car impounded.
Right.
That has absolutely nothing to do with that.
Well, yes, it
and
does.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, it does.
If these people have an ID from Mexico,
yes.
They could have gotten a driver's license from Mexico, and their car wouldn't have been impounded. Police don't look for legal status. They look for driver's license. Had those people gotten a driver's license from Mexico, they would have been cited, they would have been warned, you have 30 days, they had a California driver's license.
I understand.
And their car wouldn't have been impounded.
I understand that.
But obviously, there's a reason why they didn't get a driver's license in Mexico. Maybe they can't drive.
Well, they have an ID.
With them?
Let me ask you this, sir. If that were the case, then everybody that came in from Mexico would have their driver's license, wouldn't they? Ah, but you see, they don't know.
Let me tell you,
No.
Born and raised in Chula Vista.
Where?
There's more
that's Mexico.
License plate, yellow license plates down there than there are in California.
All right, well, that's
and
fine, but you see, they need to have IDs in the state of California.
Driver's license,
they need to have
legal.
They need to have a state of California ID according to the law, and so their Mexican driver's license doesn't mean diddly squat. Doesn't mean diddly squat.
Residing in California, you're required to go down to the DMV and
right.
get your legal ID or driver's license.
I can hear the fact that you don't like me being gay, which that's a problem you have. Okay, that's fine.
Let me tell you something.
But
I've got gay friends.
That you don't like
no problem
Mexicans.
With
you want to be able to tell them what to do.
The fact that you keep mentioning you're gay,
well,
that
keep,
has absolutely nothing to do with anything. What do you want,
yes,
sympathy?
It does.
Are you
yes,
looking
it does.
For sympathy
yes,
because
it does.
You're gay?
It has, no, it has to do with this. It has to do with the fact that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I see more clearly this issue than you do. And the issue is...
How do you see it more clearly than me? They're
because you're a straight man,
nothing to do with being
and
gay.
You are the president
now,
of a non-profit.
A couple, if they were a married gay couple and they were men, or, you know, they were a couple and they're men
of
and they're gay,
non-profit
you might
means
have a little more insight.
You're not really in a very competitive business
but,
doing what you do.
But you're not gay.
But because you are not
how
in a competitive business.
How do you have more insight on the issue? Because
and
you're gay.
I am in a more
this
competitive
is
world.
This is of illegal immigrants attempting to drive in California.
I am a gay man. And a gay journalist, and that makes it very, very relevant because you're a non-profit president, so you're not really a very competitive business there. You're just raising a lot of charity money, see?
I just try to help people. That's
right,
all I
but
do.
But I mean, you get a lot of sympathy business. People. You get sympathy business, right? Sympathy business? So that's not very competitive.
Whoa, gentlemen, why are we getting off into this? We're talking, first of all, Doug, I agree with people. You know, you're saying that you are a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, look, Phil, if you want to join the homophobic bandwagon, you go right ahead and do it. But
it's not homophobic. I'm just saying that if the lady doesn't have a driver's license, she only has a Mexican ID, you want that to be okay as a driver's license.
Yes, because look what happened. I lost a worker for the weekend, and now I'm having to clean toilets. That's not what I do.
Oh, no,
I don't do that.
No, you're going to have to do
I don't clean toilets.
House?
That's right. I don't clean toilets. I'm
house?
A professional writer. I'm a professional journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay
God
journalist.
God forbid you got to clean
and I'm
up.
Not, well, that's, I'm not, look, pal, you're not running my household. I am. And I'm telling you that I have
obviously
a lady that I hire.
Your house,
I hire a lady
obviously
to come and do
you're
it.
Not running your house
and Lee Baca.
You can't do it yourself.
I hire somebody
if
to do it.
You have to hire an illegal alien to clean up your own house. You're not running your house.
I'm a professional, okay? I don't scrub toilets. Maybe you do. Maybe that's your thing. Good for you. I don't do women's work. But
okay, all right. You know,
a legal citizen to clean your toilets.
How many illegal
temporary agencies and there's plenty of American citizens
well, sir,
who are hurting right now. I know because
there's
I
no American
this.
Citizen that's going to clean toilets
up.
For the money that I pay. No American
what do you
citizen's
mean?
Going to do it.
Janitors that clean toilets
no.
in school
no, they don't.
Every day.
No, not Americans.
What are you talking
not
about?
Americans.
Yes.
Not Americans. They're all Mexicans.
Yes.
No, there are not. You can't find one. You can't find one. You can't
oh,
find me
yes,
one.
Yes, you can.
No, you
can,
know you,
you
can't
pay.
Find me one. Plus, on top
you
of everything else.
Wait a minute. Wait. All right. Okay, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. So, look.
Well, wait. I know what I'm talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. How many? No. Look at.
All right. Hold on. So, in other words, Doug, you simply refuse to acknowledge the fact these women need driver's licenses. You won't even countenance that.
No, they're here. They got an ID. People want to have get driver's license. They already got an ID. Okay? When this guy says to me, it shows they know how to drive, a California driver's license does not show that you know how to drive. As a matter of fact, a California driver's license shows that you don't know how to drive because everybody that's got one can't drive anyway. So now come these people from Mexico. They got a perfectly legitimate ID. That passes as a driver's license. And by the way, this guy still can't name one American that scrubs a toilet anywhere near him. My name is Doug Ganger.
Oh, okay, come on.
All right, give me the name.
Let me tell you,
give me a name.
Let me tell you,
give me a name. Give me a name.
15 years
give me an, and don't give me your mom's name.
Nelson.
All right.
Jack Nelson.
That's a real fake. That's a fake name.
Listen,
all right. Okay. Look. All right. Thank you very much, sir. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 1-800-5201 fake name 1-800-5201 KFI. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, February 25th.
Hear that? It's KFI screaming through the atmosphere, headed directly to your brain.
KFI.
KFI, Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News on the hour, on the half.
Yes, go. Great, man. I said we keep going.
Okay, man. How'd you like that last segment?
More details coming soon.
That was hilarious.
Okay, cool.
9-year-old girl's been killed in Long Beach after a fight with another girl. Cops say the girls got into it after school Friday, but not at the school. The girl was taken unconscious and not breathing to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. It's unclear what the fight was about or who the other girl was. Police are expected to hold a news conference in about an hour. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Mid-City still causing problems.
The 10 West at National. There is a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slow from Robertson Boulevard and stay slow to the 405. Eastbound side is going to be slow from Cloverfield Boulevard all the way over to the 110. In El Monte, 10 West at Peck Road, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic has recovered in that area. In downtown LA, 101 North, it's going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. Southbound side is slow from Highland Avenue to the 110. In Industry, the 60 East is slow between Fairway Drive and Brea Canyon Road. And in Boyle Heights, the 5 North is slow between the 101 and the 60. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
An artist from Los Angeles may go to federal prison involving Barack Obama.
Shepard Fairey is the L.A. guy who created that iconic Barack Obama hope poster. He and the Associated Press got into a legal battle over that picture of Obama that Fairey used in that poster in 2008. Where Fairey got in trouble was for destroying some documents and altering others in the case. He's pleaded guilty to criminal contempt of court in New York. Ronnie Loaiza, KFI News.
Angry protests continue in Afghanistan over the burning of copies of the Quran at a U.S. Army air base, a U.S. Army base. A gunman executed two U.S. military officers today with shots to the back of the head inside a heavily guarded Afghan ministry building. The Taliban's claiming responsibility, saying it was retaliation for those Quran burnings. President Obama's talking about his plans to develop American energy. In his weekly media address, President says rising gas prices are a hardship for motorists, but there are no easy solutions.
You know, we can't just drill our way to lower gas prices. If we're going to take control of our energy future and avoid these gas price spikes down the line, then we need a sustained, all-of-the-above strategy that develops every available source of American energy.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson says Republicans are focusing on improving energy and jobs. She says oil production affects employment numbers.
Not only will the slowdown in domestic production drive up fuel prices, it also takes away jobs from tens of thousands of oil industry workers.
AAA says the national average price for a gallon of gas is $3.67. That's the highest ever for this time of year. Of course, it's more here in the Southland. For the cheapest price in your area, you can go to our website, KFIAM640.com. The 84th Academy Awards ceremony will not be held at the Kodak Theater. Kodak Company is bankrupt. They've asked to have its name removed from the building. During the Oscar ceremony tomorrow, the venue will be referred to as the Hollywood and Highland Center. Kodak received approval from a federal judge to have its name removed from the theater and end its annual naming rights payments of nearly $4 million. Some of the Kodak signs outside the theater have been covered up. The Academy opted in December not to renew its agreement to hold the show at the center, so it's not clear where the Oscars are going to be next year. Maybe the Nokia Theater downtown. And Adam Sandler shattered a Hollywood Awards season record. Not a good one. He's picked up 11 nominations for the Razzies, the Academy Awards spoof singling out the crappiest movies of the year. It's more than twice the previous record of 5 nominations by Eddie Murphy. Razzie nominations released on the eve of the Oscars. Winners will be announced April Fool's Day. You got a TV in your pants? You just happen to see me. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
An open letter to a fallen tree in the road from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear fallen tree in the road, this isn't a good time for me. Sabrina has ballet and Ian has to get another haircut. Listen to me going on. I know things aren't great for you either, seeing as you're snapped in two across the road and all, but it could have been a lot worse if I hadn't seen you. Luckily,
just
I did.
Just got my first new girl check.
Head-up display in my all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series. It shows my speed, turn-by-turn directions, and lane departure warnings while I keep my eyes focused on the road ahead. Plus, the 3 Series is the only car in its class to offer it. But, fallen tree in the road, what I really want to know is, how would you feel about becoming a dining room table?
The all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series with head-up display. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your Southern California BMW centers today. Visit SoCalBMW.com to find the BMW center near you.
Police in Minnesota saw a guy in a store parking lot walking kind of funny, had some straight legs, shuffling his feet, not bending his knees, struggling to hold up his pants. took a closer look in his pants, yay, and found a box of candy, a bottle of brake fluid, a TV remote, some power cords, and a 19-inch television.
What?
Yeah, he's facing charges of shoplifting. Southland weather from KFI. Clouds out there. Lows around 50 degrees
what
tonight into tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy again during the day tomorrow. Cooler temperatures than today. Around 60 at the beaches. Mid-60s. Metro LA, Orange County, maybe around 70 degrees. But then come late Sunday night, Oscar night, chance of rain, 20% chance of it, and that'll hang around the chance of rain most of the day Monday. It'll clear up by Tuesday. Right now, Anaheim 58, Newport Beach 54, Cerritos 55, Long Beach 53 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're here till 10 tonight, and we have... Coast to Coast with Ian Punna coming up then. We have our News and Information Hour next hour, and lots of news and lots of information and lots of Phil Henry Show information for you then. We have Doug Danger with us, and he is with the Orange County Courier.
By the way, Phil, I just want to say on a personal note, I just have enjoyed being on your radio show. I enjoy being on your national show.
Thank you very much for that, Doug.
And I've always had a great personal regard for you. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be at the Academy Awards, and that is something that I do. I'm an entertainment writer, and I've covered entertainment. I've covered film for the Orange County Courier for a long time, but I'm not so high and mighty that I don't want to come on radio shows. A lot of film writers think they're better than that, but I'm not. And I think I'm about as good a movie writer and as about as good a film writer as there is. But I'm not full of myself. I come on a radio show. So I think a lot of your listeners that I do have taken exception to the fact that I'm proud of the fact that I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and a gay writer, and that there really are five steps of gay. That is a gay man, then a gay man, a gay writer, gay journalist, and then the total gay man. That's what I do. But I don't feel I'm so hot and high and mighty that I don't come on a radio show.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug. I think what a lot of people are wondering about,
Well, I don't want to talk about what people are wondering. I wanted to say that to you. And the other thing I want to say is that the Academy Awards tomorrow night at the whatever theater they're going to have it at, I think Kodak has got a lot of nerve at the 11th hour saying, oh, by the way, take our name off of it. They got all... Boy, I tell you what, man. If I was the Academy of Motion Picture and whatever they call it, I would definitely have a problem with that.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Right, I would definitely have a problem with that.
Right. All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI. I don't want to comment on that right now. We're talking about, the personal problem that you're having with the domestic help that you hire, a lady who is here illegally, but she does have an ID, but she doesn't have a California ID. She has a Mexican ID, which is not sufficient, especially to drive an automobile in the state of California, and her sister doesn't either. And so the two of them had the car impounded, and they were on their feet, and they haven't been back. Now, you have your niece, and you have your nephew, and you got into this big argument with this guy who said, well, why don't you just go ahead and start scrubbing toilets yourself? You got two children there that need taking care of, Doug, and I know you love them. They're your niece and your nephew, but... you're making this about... You called Lee Baca and Charlie Beck a couple of typically dumb cops... Because they support this,
Yeah, they support the wrong thing. I support our police, and I admire both those men, but they're acting, and you, Phil, are right along with them. You guys are like the three dumb, just a couple of dumb cops. I can't put it any other way. I don't know if you've been around cops. Have you been around cops?
What do you mean if I've been around cops? What does that mean?
Do you hang with cops? Have you been arrested?
I'm not going to answer those questions, Doug. I know police officers, okay?
All right. Okay, fine. Cops are great guys, but some of them are so dumb, you want to cry for them. You really do. You want to go home and just weep. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm telling it like it is. And I'm telling you, this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard of in my life. They've already got IDs. Let those suffice for the driver's license. Why do they want to put one more layer of bureaucracy on it? I'll tell you why. Because the people of the state of California are already got their panties in a bunch over the fact that we've got illegals here. Now they want to at least keep one layer of bureaucratic administrative control over these people that are fresh over the river. And
You keep saying fresh over the river and in the desert. You're almost talking in a demeaning fashion about these folks,
No. What? Where are you getting off with that? I'm talking the language I think a lot of people understand. And I'm saying that what they want to do is just add one more layer of bureaucracy. And I'm saying, I've got two kids that need to eat, they need their beds changed, they need the sheets changed, God almighty. And the socks and the underwear. And I'm at the Academy Awards tomorrow night.
As a gay man and a gay journalist, too.
Well, you can make all the jokes you want, Phil.
Well, no, but I that has been an issue here this evening, and it has not let up, and I think a lot of people have noticed it. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, The Phil Hendry Show. Here is Anita in Diamond Bar. Go ahead, Anita, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hello, ma'am.
Good luck when you're leaving KFI to whatever you'll be doing.
Well, we're at KTLK. We're at KTLK in...
You're a likable guy.
Thank you very much.
And I would love to...
KTLK is... Where's that?
KTLK is in Los Angeles.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, really? Well, it's a radio station in Los Angeles.
I'd love to hear you do some episodes of subjects, a different type of format.
Phil, she's trying to tell you how to do your show.
How much
Your
housekeeper.
Wait a minute, I want to ask you something. What do you mean Phil should do a different format?
Why don't you answer her question?
Wait. What do you mean Phil should do? What are you telling Phil what to do for? Why are you telling Phil what to do?
Will you answer the lady's question?
No, I'm not going to answer your question. No, I'm not answering your question. No.
You're not gay. You're a liar. You are a liar.
Well, you're not a woman. You're a liar. You're not a woman. You're not a woman. You're a liar.
You're not a journalist.
You're not a... And you're not a woman. And you're not in Diamond Bar. And your name isn't Anita. You're a man named Bob. You're a man named Bob.
All right, we know, Anita. We got it, Anita. And you wish I did a different format, and I know. And you're a lame-ass talk radio listener, and you shouldn't even listen to this show, okay? So get out of here. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do a whole explanation at 9 o'clock about our radio show and what it's about. And, I don't know. But,
I'll tell you something, Phil. You should not let some bull dyke like that...
You're the gay man and the gay journalist. Don't be talking to me about who my callers are, of all things.
When you heard what she said, she was offending you. You should never let people tell you what to do with your show.
I don't. Thank you very much. It's... God. 1-800-521-KFI. Let's go over here to Megan. Megan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, ma'am. Hello?
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, Phil, you should do a
different format for your show, Phil.
Fine, Doug. I get you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, Doug, you're going to have to listen. That might be a little hard for you. Does this mean that driver's licenses should be issued to only those illegals from Mexico, or does it qualify for others from other countries?
I think basically people from, the southern hemisphere. That is Mexico, Central America, South America, yeah.
Okay, so if someone's coming from Europe anywhere else, you think that...
No, because the preponderance of domestics and housekeepers and people such as that are from these regions I mentioned. Those are the people that are most hired. Those are the people. Well, you know that. I mean, you're a woman in America. You know that.
Yeah, I'm also a teacher, a straight teacher.
But you hire Mexicans, right?
For what?
For what do you think? For cleaning your house and all that stuff, or cleaning up the school, whatever you need. Don't you have janitors at the school?
We have custodians, but it's not our own school. We actually share the campus.
Yeah.
But my question for you is...
Well, what is that, Doug? What does that mean?
She's hedging her bets.
Excuse me. You're a little degrading towards women, and if you're representing
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I can't be degrading to you.
I'm so proud of you.
I can't be degrading to you.
I'm really
you're
proud
imagining
of you.
That. You're imagining that.
Would you let the lady talk, please?
Are you going to listen?
Well, okay. Yes, I'm listening, but I can't degrade you. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Exactly. You're basically discriminating against any other illegal coming here unless they're from the Southern Hemisphere.
No. No, I'm not discriminating. What I am doing, though, is they're qualified to do the house cleaning because that's what they've done. But if you've got Germans and French, is that what you mean, Italians? Those people are going to come to this country.
Europe, yes.
They're going to come to this country, and they're going to muscle real Americans out of real jobs. We can't allow that. I want them to slow up, and I want to continue to let the immigration coming from Mexico, to answer your question.
So the lady's right. You are discriminating.
No, why?
You're saying
you're discriminating, and you're actually saying that you don't value yourself as being an actual citizen of the United States. That you think it's okay, because part of being a citizen of the United States is being able to get your driver's license.
I'm a gay man.
So you don't value that.
And a gay journalist, and I have a driver's license. So I don't know what you're saying.
So you're in.
I don't know what
you don't value your American citizenship. I'm so sorry for you.
I didn't say that. But
wow.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Well,
you're degrading the value of the American citizenship.
Are you hearing that too?
Well, now, in what sense do you mean that, Megan? If he's degrading, meaning what?
What he's saying is that
I'm a gay man. And
Will you let the lady finish, please? Go ahead.
If you are an American citizen,
she's going to try to confuse you.
Would you please?
Your right to earn a driver's license, and he's saying it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I don't value being a citizen because we should just be able to give those out.
Well, I'm not saying it that way. I'm not saying it that way.
Oh, but it
I'm
is.
Not, I'm
that's
not going.
Exactly what you're saying.
Well, I'm not saying this. I'm not going.
And I don't value the driver's license.
Oh, what a smart ass.
Well, that's what she's doing.
Well, why don't you grow up a little bit, though?
She goes,
you don't value.
I mean, you know, is this romper room? Is it romper room? Is that where we are now? We're in the gay romper room?
When it comes to having Mexican or Brazilian or Peruvian,
a pavilion,
you're telling me Peruvian from Peru? No,
you said pavilion. Where is pavilion? That's not even a country.
Oh, no. Peruvian, sweetheart.
No, ma'am. You didn't say, no, you said pavilion.
She said Peruvian. I heard her.
Pavilion
she didn't
is a
say that.
Store.
And she's going, so you don't value your driver's license? You know, you're trying to make this some kind of a... It's anti-gay is what it is. Because you're doing kind of a sing-song.
Oh, it is.
It is, yeah. Because you're doing little... You know what you're doing? You're doing kind of a faggy sing-song.
All right, watch the F word, okay?
I'm gay. I'm the one that can say it.
Sing song.
Yeah,
exactly.
I
you were going.
Sing you, a song.
You were doing this. You're going. And
so
I
did it.
No, please, no, please don't. Please don't. It'll probably be very hateful.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, now we got to break.
Yes, we have to break. I appreciate Megan your patience in making your point, and I do appreciate your phone call. She's a teacher. Okay, so if she's doing the kind of sing songy thing.
No, I could sense it was a very sing songy F word thing.
And so we came to America.
You know what I mean, Phil.
No, I don't.
God, you too, huh?
No, Doug, because I disagree with you, no, it doesn't mean it's homophobia. Our number is 1-800-520-1534. Back with more on the driver's license for aliens issue here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
It's your holy host with the Academy Awards this Sunday. I wonder if you were walking the red carpet and someone asked you, who are you wearing? Would your answer be God? I'll explain on this week's Jesus Christ Show.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
It's the holidays and the day before family arrives from out of town. Your hot water pipe bursts under your floor. No clean dishes, no clean clothes, no showers. Hi, this is Mitch Lewis. This actually happened
to me. That's Mitch.
A slab leak with a house full of family. What a nightmare. Until I called AmeriServe Repiping. I'd heard their commercials on the radio for years and just had a good feeling about them. AmeriServe came to my home and repiped everything. From the best grade of copper pipe, the neatness and professionalism of the crew, the expert wall patching, the lowest in-writing price guarantee, and they guaranteed the entire piping system for life. Everything I'd heard about AmeriServe was true. Call AmeriServe. They're extending their 30% KFI discount. 800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. Or visit theameriserve.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, two soldiers are killed and others are pulled out in Afghanistan. And a man barricades himself in a home for the second time in 2 days. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Brush fire in industry.
On the 60 West at Nogales, there's a brush fire off to the right shoulder and is blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Fairway Drive. In Mid-City, 10 West at National, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slow from Robertson Boulevard and stay slow to the 405. Eastbound side is going to be slow from Cloverfield Boulevard to the 110. In Echo Park, the 110 North is slow between Stadium Way and Rose Lano Avenue. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Barham Boulevard to Vine Street. 101 North is slow from the 60 to Whittier Boulevard. In West LA, the 405 North is slow between Santa Monica Boulevard and Getty Center. KFI traffic is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. I'm David Penson.
Ugh, I hate being on the road. I can't listen to my favorite radio station.
You can with iHeartRadio.
Who are you?
I'm iHeartRadio Man.
Seriously?
With iHeartRadio, you can listen to over 750 live radio stations across the country, so you'll never miss your favorite station.
iHeartRadio also lets you create commercial-free custom playlists. Just type in a song and iHeartRadio does the rest.
You're kind of cute.
Is it my superhero muscle?
It's how your tights flap in the breeze.
Experience the new iHeartRadio app on your smartphone, Xbox, and at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of your kitchen playing the same old tune? Got a bathroom that's been striking a sour note? If you've been dreaming of a new kitchen or bath, go ahead, change your tune. Let the experts at Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery help you orchestrate your dream. Top brand appliances, sinks, faucets, showers, lighting. At Ferguson, it all comes together in perfect harmony. Our knowledgeable and experienced product consultants listen to your vision and help you find exactly what you need to make your next project your home's grand opus. Come talk to the trained experts at Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. They make it easy to orchestrate your dream.
Ferguson Showrooms can help you spruce up your bath or kitchen for the holidays. With top brands like Kohler, Ferguson is your source for the very best in faucets, toilets, and sinks. Visit Ferguson.com to find a Los Angeles area showroom near you.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at just $5.99. And you'll save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. But hurry in, because the sale ends Sunday. And it only happens in one place, a Sleep Number store. The Ultimate Sleep Number event and the Sleep Number bed. It's not just for the 8 hours you sleep. It's for the 16 hours you don't.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Original, inventive, latest and greatest. There are lots of ways to say fresh. And Mercedes-Benz is yet another. Take the 2012 C-Class. With its aggressive body styling, completely redesigned interior, and more fuel-efficient turbocharged engine, the C-Class sedan boasts over 2,000 refinements. And now all that you'd expect of the C-Class sedan is available in a two-door, the all-new 2012 C-Coupe. The C-Class sedan and C-Class coupe are part of the 2012 lineup for Mercedes-Benz vehicles, the youngest and freshest in luxury car class. See your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer about the 2012 C-Class, and you'll discover that for 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has also been synonymous with value. Now lease the 2012 C250 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $349 a month for 33 months with $4,009 due at signing. A new year, a new level of innovation from Mercedes-Benz.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 29th, 2012. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-F1-MERCEDES for offer details.
Get in the zone!
When your check engine light comes on, it could be something serious. Come to AutoZone today. We carry diagnostic tools so you can find the trouble code yourself. We can give you tips so you can fix the problem right. And if you're not comfortable doing the repair yourself, we can refer you to a professional. So remember, when your check engine light comes on, come to AutoZone, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you've been waiting for once-in-a-lifetime savings on a new RV, your wait is over. The Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily, and for a very limited time only at the Rose Bowl, millions in RV inventory will be sacrificed to the public, all at massive discounts. If you thought a quality recreational vehicle was out of your reach, think again. This is your chance of a lifetime at the Rose Bowl to save tens of thousands of dollars on new and pre-owned toy haulers, wheels, luxury diesels, and motorhomes. Even bigger savings on bank repos and buybacks, dealer overstocks, and factory returns. These are top names like Winnebago, Coachman, Monaco, Forest River, Thor, Eclipse, and more. Finance sources on site for your convenience. Any trade-in considered. Save thousands on the RV of your dreams as the Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily and for a limited time only. Conducted locally by McMahon's RV.
Celebrate award season with Iris from Cirque du Soleil. Enter to win a VIP package. KFI AM640.com, keyword Cirque.
KFI AM640.
More stimulating talk radio.
There you are. KFI AM640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show every night on KTLK AM 1150, 10 to 1, and Saturday nights here up to this point on KFI. We are, though, every night at KTLK over there, 1150, 10 to 1, and nationally on over 120 radio stations. And we're on philhenryshow.com right now with our live streaming video. Doug Danger on the line with us here from the Orange County Courier.
Remember, Phil, like that lady said, you know, you should try a different format for your show.
Okay, that was her opinion, you know.
Yeah, but one of the things about being a gay man and a gay journalist that I've talked to you and I've talked to your listeners tonight and to a great many people that I've talked to over the many years in this country is I don't let anybody tell me what to do with my career, with my profession as a gay man, as a gay journalist. You've got some woman from Diamond Bar calling up who sounded like she was, 51 going on 71. And
well, you know, your little personal shots there.
What are you talking about? That lady's trying to tell you what to do. I don't let anybody do that.
I hear that, Doug, and as a result of that, you don't make any sense to anybody. You don't listen to people. You're talking about somebody having a legal driver's license being just an ID. In other words, they don't have to have a driver's license, just an ID, and it doesn't have to be from the United States. It can be from Mexico, and any police officer that looks at that should say, oh, okay, you're fine, you go ahead and drive on. And why is that? Because people need their houses cleaned. Okay.
That's your spin. That is your what I think is a very xenophobic and American-centric view of that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm trying to look at this a little bit differently. I'm saying these are people that need a job. I'm giving them a job. I need them to work in my house. But guess what? Guess who got between us? A couple of dumb cops and the state of
They didn't. You know, it wasn't Sheriff Buck and Police Chief Beck. They're not the guys that got in your way. The law as it is right now doesn't even allow those folks to have a driver's license. What you're saying is these two cops, as you like to call them, dumb cops, are getting in your way, and they're forcing people to have driver's licenses. Well, that's the proposal. You don't even want them to have that. And I don't even think that anybody's going to take that seriously, as we've heard tonight. James and Downey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, because they want to have something over Mexicans.
James and Downey, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Phil. How are you doing, Phil? Yes, who am I speaking to with right here? Doug?
Okay, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, James. I didn't hear him. What did he say?
He wants to know who he's talking to.
Yeah, this is Phil.
Okay, let me turn the speaker button off.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right.
Hey, don't you know you're supposed to turn your radio down, sir, before you call a talk station?
No, I was a speaker. I had a speakerphone.
Yeah, he's supposed to turn the speakerphone down.
He's got it. He's fine. Yes, sir. What can we do for you tonight, sir?
Yes, where'd you get this fruitcake from?
Is that it, sir? Is that why you called, sir? You waited all that time to ask a stupid question like that? You waited all that time to ask a dumb ass, and you're about to get hung up on. Because you started off your call with such a stupid ass thing. I can't believe the guy. Let's go over to Jacob here on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air. That guy waited an hour and a half to kick off his phone call with a question like that.
Well, now you're the guy that's being unreasonable.
No, I'm just saying. An hour and a half the guy waited on the phone. Hold on for a minute, Jacob. We'll get to you in a second. An hour and a half that guy waited, and he kicked off his call with, Where'd you get the fruitcake? And so he just got hung up on. He just wasted 90 minutes of his life. Yes, Jacob, what can we do for you?
Okay.
What a pain in the ass you're being, Henry.
Like that, because I'm not going to talk about that. I'm talking about the right to travel. And
what about me being gay?
Definition from driving, and if you actually know that your constitutional rights allow you the right to travel, if you just go on YouTube and just look up I'm not driving, exclamation point, I'm traveling, or police officering my right to travel, you'll find out that most Americans should
is
know
that,
this.
Is that your business, sir? Is that your, what is that, your babysitting business that you're promoting there?
Okay, look, let's hold on for a minute. Okay, Jacob, hold on, man. I don't want anybody giving any URLs out. Do you understand me? Now, what do you want to say?
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Okay.
Don't give me a whole bunch of jive-ass URLs, all right? If you got something to say, say it.
If these Mexican immigrants, citizens, whatever they are,
okay,
actually knew that they could actually say the right thing to the police officer, they wouldn't
be... this guy's a nut. Hang up on him. He's a nut. Hang up on him.
What? I'm not hanging up on him.
He's a nut. He's a guy that calls up those nut shows.
Go ahead,
no,
sir.
Sir, I'm actually just trying to tell you, if they knew that they were traveling and explain it to the officer I was traveling, they would not be getting the ticket that they're getting because they would have
to... You're one of these guys that calls those late-night nut shows, right?
Get a ticket.
No, you're saying that constitutionally they have a right to travel.
You want your service lady to come and help
you. Yes, I do, but hold on for a minute. I understand that, but there ain't a cop in the world now in the state of California that's going to let them move unless they got some driver's license that was issued by the Ministry of Truth. You know that, and I know that.
You don't need a driver's license if you're traveling.
Well, that's according to you and according to this website, but I'm telling you, there ain't a cop in California.
You have the right to travel.
Okay, let me ask you something. Okay, you ready? Are you ready for this question? Are you ready for this? When the cop doesn't observe your little website and arrests them anyway, are you going to run down there with a lawyer and defend them? Are you going to run down there with a lawyer and defend them?
Well, somebody should.
Oh, somebody should, huh? Somebody should?
Yeah, I think they should create...
And who's going to pay for that?
For them to know how. They should create knowledgeable access for them to know how to look up the information they need to have.
All right, so in other words, what they need is some information on some bullcrap that guy's talking about. I don't know anything about it. Our number is... Does that ring a bell?
No, it doesn't ring a bell. I told you that nut. That guy sounds like he calls one of those nut shows, you know, where they let anybody say anything. In other words, he sounds like he's voting for Ron Paul.
All right, fine. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. Talking here with Doug Danger about, and that guy basically was saying there's some constitutional language or some constitutional... Are we late for our break? I think we are. Let's take a break. Are we late?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break here. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. And now here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
The top commander of the U.S. and NATO forces has recalled all international ministers from ministries in Afghanistan. Fox's Connor Powell says the pullouts in reaction to two American soldiers being killed in Afghanistan.
The reason that this shooting today is so important and such a horrible turn of events is that the entire strategy here in Afghanistan rests on training the Afghan security forces. With Afghan forces not being trained or having U.S. and international troops pulled out, that training will not go on.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack at the Interior Ministry, saying it was retaliation for Quran burnings at a U.S. Army base. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems in industry.
60 West at Nogales, there's a brush fire off to the right.
These calls are shitty.
Right lane, traffic slow from Fairway Drive. In Mid-City, 10 West at
National,
still
got a
crash
block in just
right lane there. Traffic slow from Robertson Boulevard and stay slow to the 405.
I don't even know if I want to keep doing this topic.
It's going to be slow from Arlington Avenue to the 110. In Echo Park, the 110 North is slow between Stadium Way and Solano Avenue. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow between Barham Boulevard and Pine Street.
Yeah, let me think of it. Let me think of something.
60 and Whittier Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Officials say a man believed to be connected to a burglary this week has again barricaded himself inside a North Hollywood residence this afternoon. The man evaded a SWAT team Friday after he barricaded himself on West Olive Avenue in Burbank in a home. Officials say he probably had multiple guns about 3 this morning. They said there was no threat and the suspect was not inside. The man was apparently spotted again this afternoon as once again barricaded himself in a home on Cahuenga Boulevard in North Hollywood. Police say they were trying to talk him out about a burglary that happened on Thursday. They haven't said if the man is a suspect in that crime. New Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York says he's going to keep fighting against the contraception provision to health care law. The law would allow women to work for Catholic organizations to get access to free birth control.
We still worry philosophically that nothing's been done to temper what seems to be to us and to a good swath of people an unwarranted and unprecedented intrusion into the integrity of the churches, and as far as the government trying to define for us what our religious ministry and the scope of our ministry should be.
Critics of the law say it forces Catholic institutions to support contraception. The White House has tweaked the law so only insurance companies can offer birth control to women. And the statue stays.
The Port of San Diego says the statue of a Navy sailor kissing a nurse will remain on the waterfront through mid-May. Unconditional Surrender was scheduled to come down next week. It depicts a 1945 Life magazine photo taken in Times Square when the end of World War II was announced. City News Service says the statue was first loaned to the port in 07 for a one-year term. It had been extended several times and was about to expire. Aaron Bender, KFI News.
Your forecast, much more of the world famous Phil Hendry up next.
Listen up. You know you want to play in one of the biggest poker tournaments in the world. And here's your chance. Consider this your invitation. Come play in the 20th annual LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, the world's largest poker casino. If you want to earn a piece of the estimated $20 million total prize pool, then make your plans today. The poker action is already underway with tournaments running every day through February 29th. The LA Poker Classic is open to everyone and anyone can win. For an initial buy-in as low as $65, you can work your way to a $10,000 seat in the main event, where last year's champion took home a cool $1.6 million. It's time you get in on the action. The LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, now through February 29th. Come on down. Just minutes from downtown and north of Orange County. Washington exit off the 5 freeway. For a tournament schedule, go to commercecasino.com. Please play responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cloudy skies this evening, lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a little cooler. Highs around 70 with a chance of rain coming tomorrow night and into Monday. Clearing up by Tuesday. It's 52 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Turn your home back into your happy place with some colorful dinnerware, playful throw pillows, or vivid wall art from Pier 1. A little splash of fun can make a big difference. So find what speaks to you at Pier 1 Import.
Try a McCafe caramel treat at McDonald's. The Caramel Mocha, Caramel Frappe, and new, limited time only, Caramel Hot Chocolate. The simple joy of caramel transformation. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Your SoCal Mini dealers are offering some sweet deals right now. Lease the Mini Hardtop with $0 to Motor Lease. Put zero down and $249 per month or get 0.9% APR financing on select 2012 Mini models. And the bigger four-door Mini Countryman offers a starting MSRP under $23,000. But honestly, the real deal is to head in for a test drive. It won't cost a dime. Take the large and in charge Countryman out for a spin or put your motoring skills to the test in the hardtop. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com to plan your mini test drive.
Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our show here every Monday through Friday on KTLK AM 1150. And if you'd like to join us there, you can do that starting on Monday night at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And we've got our news and information hour coming up here on KFI AM 640 in about a half an hour or so. And we'll give you a little bit more of a lowdown on what's happening with our radio show. We've been working 6 days a week, you know, and I'm not complaining or anything. I mean, I like having the work, but doing a show like this is pretty brutal. With us is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier as we continue talking about the issue of driver's licenses. And you're stuck on this idea that they've got an idea from Mexico. You know, you've had an awful lot of people upset with you calling because you like to call yourself gay.
I'm not calling myself gay.
Now, well, you see, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I am a gay man and I am a gay journalist. I don't know what that, why is that weird? And the reason why I say that is because it gives me, as I've said on your program before, a perceptive ability. We've called it, at times, it is a kind of a gender orientation way of viewing things, a gender-oriented eye toward things. Gay eye, homo eye, or homosexual, it's not a homosexual eye, but it's like homo eye or something like that.
And it's called homo eye.
No, it's not homo eye. It's called, we call, you know, you've heard of gay eye, not gay eye, but yeah, I call it that. The ability to look and to see more clearly because you've been through this, you've been up this road. I've been out for about 3 weeks now, and you go up this road that is a hell of a road in terms of dealing with discrimination. As I have been, and as I have had been, and will continue to have had been, or what I'm saying is will continue to have had been up that road.
All right, let's go to Bill here in Pacoima. Hi, Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Well, let's get Bill here online, too. Hi, Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? I really enjoy your program a lot. I wanted to discuss something with this gentleman because I've had a driver's license since I was 12 years of age, and I got the driver's license at that age because I was involved in agricultural work up here in the San Joaquin Valley, and I was working for an uncle at that time in Tulare. What age was that, sir? I was at the age of 12.
And you had a driver's license?
Yes, I did. And you were given a driver's license if you could prove that it was a part of a work-oriented or occupation-oriented need to occupy, to drive a vehicle. At that time, I was working both a Bobcat, because I was doing some construction on site, and I also was driving a tractor helping on my uncle's farm. So I had a driver's license at the age of 12. Now, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Well, hold on. If you just allow me a moment here, and I'll tell you, because I've been listening to you, and now if you'll give me the courtesy. Right. I don't want to hear your life story, sir.
Will you let the guy finish, please?
Thank you, Phil. All right. Go ahead. Finish. Well, I lost my place.
You were saying that you drove a tractor?
No, I said that I got a driver's license at 12. That's right, I had a driver's license at 12. And the reason why I got a driver's license at 12, God...
Because you were working on a farm, right?
Yeah, is that it? Yes, that's right, I had a farm. I didn't have a farm when I was 12.
No, sir, you said that you called up.
Right.
And
well, why don't you hang up and go to another caller? I'm a gay man and a...
Will you let me finish? You said that you had a driver's license at 12 because you were working on your uncle's farm?
Yes. Now, okay, thank you very, very much, Phil. I got a driver's license when I was 12 because I, at that time, had to work not only on my uncle's farm, I was doing construction for my father, who had a job site. He was a general contractor in the Tulare, California area. All right, do you follow?
Yeah, I'm following.
All right, well, if you show a little tolerance toward me, I'm being tolerant toward you being a gay man. And that's fine, sir, but I'm waiting for you to tell the story. All right. You know what? I don't want to talk to this queer.
Whoa, man. Whoa. What was that about?
I don't know. You put the guy on the air.
Sorry about that. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. I apologize for that, Doug.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I had no idea, okay?
Well, he was pretty hostile.
Well, he starts talking about having a farm or something.
No, he said he had a farm when he was 12, and then he got a driver's license when he was 12.
All right, our number 1-800-520-1534. Let's go to Tim. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Tim, go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil. You know, I'm actually a first-time listener, and I'm sad to say that you're going off the air because I love this show. I mean, I've been listening to it since you came on at 7 o'clock, and it's great, and...
Phil, are you going to let this guy tell you his life story?
Why don't you shut up, Doug, okay?
Hey, Doug, you know, you want me to have an issue with you, I will have an issue with you, but I have no issue with you being a gay man, a gay journalist, anything like that. I have plenty of gay friends out there.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Yeah, sure. Go ahead, man. What's your problem?
You know, you don't have to be so pompous to have to continually tell people that you're a gay man, gay journalist, at all. And I disagree with you.
You know what? I don't think you really like Phil's show. I think you're full of crap. I think you're full of crap. I don't think you like Phil's show at all.
Why don't you shut up and let the guy finish?
Yeah, honestly, you know, I spend all my time in my car. I'm a delivery driver. So
you know what? But you know, you're right. So anyway, what's your point, sir? Because I don't really want to hear your life story either. So what is your point? So you don't like Doug saying that he's a gay man and a gay journalist? Is that it?
Yeah, now you're talking my language.
I disagree with him. I disagree with the fact that you think that if they have a legal ID from Mexico, it enables them to be able to drive legally in the United States of America. This is California, a state in the continental United States of America. And Mexican IDs, yeah, that's great for them in Mexico, but here in California, that's a completely different story.
And I wanted to apologize for what I said.
All right, hold on, sir. I got another caller on the line, okay?
But I wanted to apologize for calling him a queer. Well, I'm talking to another guy now.
I got another gentleman on the line here.
Well, I just was sorry that I said what I said, that's all. And the point that I was making...
I can't talk to you right now. I got another guy on the phone. But thank you very much. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, you guys are a bunch of queer...
I work with illegal immigrants in my job. You know, I have no problem with them. They're a great bunch of people. And one of them actually does drive without a California driver's license. And I tell him all the time that it's very bad. You're going to get pulled over one day, and no matter how good you drive, they're going to cite you for that. They will impound your vehicle. And he feels the need that he doesn't have to get one because of how well he drives. Being that said, I agree. A lot of them can drive much better than everybody in California and in the United States. There are so many bad drivers out there on the road.
Like
a lot of them,
I don't even understand
how they got their license.
And you were going to hang up on this guy.
No, you wanted me to hang up on him.
I like you a lot, Tim, and you're making a lot of sense. The fact that you don't like me saying I'm gay, I mean, that's a problem. Because I am gay. And I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and a gay writer.
I know you're gay. I've been listening to the show.
Right.
I've been listening to the show for the last hour and 48 minutes.
Right, so you said. But my point is that as long as these people have IDs from, I don't care if they've got an ID from Tierra del Fuego. I don't care if it's an ID, if it was given to them by a tribe that has yet been identified by the United Nations. So long as they have some kind of a...
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
What?
A tribe, a Stone Age tribe, their own ID. You know, at some point we have to have some uniformity of identification. And by the way, thank you very much, Tim, for your call. I appreciate it. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. We got to take a break. We have to have some uniformity of identification.
Well, you blew that guy off the line, man, and that guy agreed with me.
Yeah, that's great, and I'm glad that he did, and I'm glad that we found one. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the KFI Sunday Morning News, a brokered show. I don't know what that means, but we're going to look into it. We'll do it together. And the price of gas is higher than just awkward looks at your Oscar party. But why? Plus, this week's 9 news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the ultimate Sleep Number
bed, I just
mattresses start at just
I have a sixth sense for who cranks are and who are phone. And any call that starts out with, "Hey man, you know,
hurry in."
I'm telling you, you know, we're hitting a we're pumping a dry well, as they say.
One place, a Sleep Number.
Now that guy who started out with
ultimate Sleep Number,
where'd you get this fruitcake
number bed? It's not just
it might have been a good call, sleep, but it's the weakest way to start a call, and I'm not going to stay with a call like that.
Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit
sleepnumber.com. I think that...
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, people
hours.
Being pulled out of Afghanistan and flags are at half-staff after this week's Marine helicopter
crash. Yeah, he was smart because he clearly KFI's didn't start the conversation like that with me. So.
Crash,
yeah, that's okay. I mean... It's just not a good way to start
north
a car.
Before the 405, there's a multi-car
never let
crash
him off, that's what
just
if he
got
said
cleared
anything.
Over to the right shoulder. Traffic slow from Sepulveda to Boulevard. In Mid-City, 10 West at National, that earlier crash has finally been cleared over to the right shoulder. There's some residual slowing from Robertson Boulevard. Eastbound side is going to be slow from Arlington Avenue to the 110. In Industry, 60 West at Nogales, that earlier brush fire has been put out. All lanes have been reopened. Traffic has recovered in that area. In Valencia, the 5 North is slow between Magic Mountain Parkway and Rye Canyon. Union Road. In Linwood, the 710 North is slow between the 105 and Firestone Boulevard. KFI traffic is brought to you by New York Hotel and Casino. I'm David Penson.
Your home is where you feel the safest, but a silent threat may be lurking, one you can't see, smell, or taste. It's carbon monoxide, the leading cause of accidental poisoning deaths in America. I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning, yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. And, as of July 1st, it's the law. The CSFA supports this safety measure and urges you not to wait. CO poisonings happen anytime, anywhere, to anyone. Common sources include...
Hey, Phil, we got 8 minutes left in this segment. These callers are kind of getting repetitive. You want me to still screen?
No. I'm going to go with character
here. For more information, visit
safehomes.org.
The Epson Workforce Pro small business printer is the fastest two-sided inkjet printer in the world. In fact, we're talking sheet of fast. You can print a six-page document before leading laser printers even start printing.
You know, this
with
is
Epson,
just...
you get this.
Oh, well, fuck it.
And with leading laser printers, this.
Can't complain enough about it. I got more
the Epson Workforce
fucking
Pro.
People I work with at TRN.
Run your business at full speed for less. Save on ink up to 50% versus color laser. Epson. Built to perform.
Find a great deal on the Workforce Pro at Staples, Office Depot, Office Max, and Epson.com.
It's the 50th anniversary of Dodger Stadium presented by State Farm.
Ticket prices have been reduced.
Purchase season tickets or select mini plans and ensure you have seats for opening day and Vince Scully and Sandy Koufax bobblehead nights.
Visit Dodgers.com/tickets today.
If you've been waiting for once-in-a-lifetime savings on a new RV, your wait is over. The Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily, and for a very limited time only at the Rose Bowl, millions in RV inventory will be sacrificed to the public, all at massive discounts. If you thought a quality recreational vehicle was out of your reach, think again. This is your chance of a lifetime at the Rose Bowl to save tens of thousands of dollars on new and pre-owned toy haulers. Wheels, luxury diesels, and motorhomes. Even bigger savings on bank repos and buybacks, dealer overstocks, and factory returns. These are top names like Winnebago, Coachman, Monaco, Forest River, Thor, Eclipse, and more. Finance sources on site for your convenience. Any trade-in considered. Save thousands on the RV of your dreams as the Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily and for a limited time only. Conducted locally by McMahon's RV.
Weekend Warriors, rejoice, for 76 Weekend Warrior Weekends are here. So fuel up at your local 76 station and stock up on things Weekend Warriors need, like sports drinks, energy bars, and beef jerky. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Step up to one of Paula's $150,000 Lucky Golden Dragon video machines now through February 26th to win your share of $150,000. It's free to play, and the $100,000 grand prize drawing will be held on Wednesday, February 29th, only at Paula Casino, Spa, and Resort.
Never want to miss a thing? Go to KFIAM640.com and download the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone. Listen to KFI wherever you are. And I don't want to
miss a thing. KFI, an iHeartRadio station.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. With me for the final segment here, Doug Danger, as we talk about the issue of driver's licenses for aliens and whether they're illegal or legal. It doesn't make any difference because we're talking about legal immigrants here. The lady that you employed, Doug, who happens to have an ID from Mexico, is that it?
No, she's illegal. She's got an ID from Mexico. But she's got an ID.
So what we've done now is we've gone from accepting, you know, the country is making an exception here, okay?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you're making it sound like the U.S. is doling out the favors.
Well, hold on for a minute, man, because, yeah, the U.S. is, we're making a big exception to our immigration laws because we didn't, it's our own fault. And the fact of the matter is, they were never realistic laws to begin with when we were dealing with a country on our southern border like Mexico, which at one point was in possession of territorial parts of this country and has the economy that they have, and we had the inadequate and unrealistic immigration view that we had. This was bound to happen. So, I'm not blaming Mexico. The United States never had a realistic immigration policy with regard to Mexico. It's realistic with Canada. Canada, you can control the border because there's not thousands and millions of Canadians pouring over here, you know. I mean, if there were, then we'd have to do that.
Well, you know, and it would be different because racially, there's a slight difference. I shouldn't say racially, but there's more of a Mesquite Indian thing. And
I understand all of those things you're saying here, okay? But the fact of the matter is, the state of the United States today with regard to immigration from Mexico or Central America, whatever you want to call it, is the fault of the country not realistically viewing itself in relation to this southern neighbor. It's the fault of the country and not realistically dealing with the problem. And it's the fault of the country, basically, we just washed our hands of the situation and said, oh, well, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And until finally got to this point where we're bankrupting states, where we have, yes, problems of crime and so on and so forth. I want to bring on here Rudy Canoza, who has traveled and extensively, I might add, in the United States as well as South America. Rudy, you're from originally South America, is that right?
Yes, Bill, I'm really from Argentina, but this gentleman, because of as you mentioned, there's different levels of the problem. You know, you have, not only you have the problem of just the illegality of the immigration, you also have the problem if these families are coming with children, you have the problem with the education of these young people once they get here, you have the problem of health care for these people, and you have the problem of them as well as being the victims of crime, you know. So there, when you say that there is a multi-layer problem, yes. For me,
Let me ask you, this is Doug Danger, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's your point? Because I've been talking to these people here about illegals that are coming across a river. You don't sound like you got wet.
Well, sir, when you say...
That's pretty insulting, Doug.
All right, I'll put it a different way.
You say I don't sound like I got wet. I'm not from Mexico. I come from South America.
All right, but what I'm saying is, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, you know. Well,
I've been hearing. Yeah.
Right, so I'm saying I'm not trying to be racist or anything. It just didn't sound wet to me. And
what is it with you with wet? The guy just got done saying...
I know, I'm sorry.
It sounds ignorant, and it does not sound to me as if you have much of an education.
It sounds ignorant. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I've been listening to you saying you're a gay man and a gay... If I could make my point is simply this. As Phil had just said, that I agree with him, that there is a lack of realism on the part of all of the United States. And you want this lady who is working for you to be licensed to drive a car, even though I have no other way to say this cow is driving a car with an ID from Mexico, you know.
What do you mean this cow?
Well, I mean, that's what she's doing. She's coming to this country as a cow would come, with no identification.
Why do you call her that?
I'm calling her. This man has been saying he's a gay man, a gay journalist, he's gay, 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 gay. And he has forced me to deal with that, which I don't want to have to, but I do. Now I say to him that I have to deal with his cow. You see?
I'm not asking you to deal with a cow, sir. I'm asking you to deal with a woman that came to this country...
You said to me you're gay, is that right?
I said I'm gay, I didn't say the lady is.
No, but did you not say to me you're gay?
Yeah.
Then I say you hide a cow. And if the cow comes in, and...
No, the cow didn't come in.
Why don't we stop with the cow this and the gay that, okay? What's the point?
My point is this. If I have to deal with this cow,
I didn't hire a cow.
All right. If I have to deal with your woman who comes to your house to clean your house, to come to the home of a gay... To clean up a gay house.
Not cleaning up a gay house. Clean up a house that's owned by a gay.
She's cleaning up a gay house, though.
And no, she's not. She's cleaning up a house that's owned by a gay.
All right, you know, forget it. I don't know. You've gotten lost in so many semantical little twists and turns here. I got no idea what point it is you're trying to make, Rudy. What are you saying?
I'm saying this man is demanding of people to understand his situation. Isn't he doing that?
Oh, look at him. He's going to start to cry.
Well, my question was, are you not wanting for me to understand you?
Yeah.
Then why don't you understand me?
Well, what do you want us to understand, Rudy?
I'm trying to say that he is asking for all of this understanding, and he won't do one thing.
Are you done? Because you're really making an ass out of yourself.
No, I didn't. When I said to you
that I have to deal with your cow. Listen to this guy.
Rudy, you know, I got a break for the end of the hour.
Oh, great. Okay, so I wind up, I look like a sissy boy. Yeah, you wind up doing that because you started crying. I'm not crying. I'm trying not to kill. I don't want to kill you. And, whoa!
All right, look, you know, the issue's not going to get solved. He wants driver's licenses for people that don't have driver's licenses or, for that matter, legal IDs. You know, and you don't want to call anybody a cow.
I'm sorry for to call her a cow, but he's talking about his gay house.
His house isn't gay. He is. He wanted people to clean it up. And,
clean up your own. Clean up your own film.
Okay. And with that, we'll take a break, huh?
Yeah, sure. All right, so thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing. I guess I got to scrub the toilets. We'll do you good, gay. Because.
Yeah, great. All right, we'll be back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, February 25th.
And you're clear.
OMG. KFI is your new BFF.
KFI. Los Angeles, Orange County, County.
KFI News on the hour, on the half, and all weekend long.
Getting out of there. I'm Michael Crozier. For the first time in the 10-year-long war in Afghanistan, the top commander of the U.S. and NATO forces has recalled all international ministers from Afghan ministries. Fox's Connor Powell says things are ramping up.
A gunman killed two American soldiers working in the heavily guarded Ministry of Interior today. The assailant has not been identified, but today's attack comes as tension between Afghans and Americans mounts after U.S. troops accidentally burned copies of the Quran earlier this week.
Taliban's claiming responsibility for the attack, saying it was retaliation for the Quran burnings. The two U.S. officers were a lieutenant colonel and a major. The Pentagon says the Afghan defense minister has called U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta to apologize for the shooting and offer his condolences. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Sherman Oaks.
On the 101 North before the 405, there's a multi-car crash off to the right shoulder. Traffic slow from Sepulveda Boulevard. 101 South is going to be slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. In downtown L.A., 10 East is going to be slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110. 110 North is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 101. In industry, good news there. That 60 West at Nogales, that earlier brush fire has been put out. All lanes have been reopened. Traffic has recovered in that area. And good news, 405 North and South is looking like a smooth drive through West L.A. all the way up into Sherman Oaks. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A Southern California man's pleaded guilty to killing his girlfriend's mother 4 years ago after a jury deadlocked on a murder count last month. Brian Landry of Cypress is set to be sentenced in May after entering his plea yesterday. The 21-year-old told police he killed Darlene Sadler in September 2008 at her home, but his defense attorney argued that Landry's confession was manipulated. Governor Brown says flags are flying at half-staff to honor the Marines killed in this week's helicopter crash. The governor issued a statement today saying the flags were at half-staff over the Capitol in Sacramento in tribute to the seven Marines killed when their AH-1 Cobra and UH-1 Huey helicopters collided Wednesday night in the desert along near the California-Arizona border. It was the Marine Corps' deadliest aviation training accident in years. Cal State students have a new way to save money on textbooks.
By renting them. California State University system officials in Long Beach have announced a deal that will allow students to rent electronic versions of some 5,000 e-textbooks. They say students can save 60% over the cost of buying the books. Any relief is welcome for Cal State students who've seen their tuition triple over the past decade. The textbook rental program will start this fall at all CSU campuses, including Cal State LA, Northridge, Dominguez Hills, Long Beach, and Fullerton. Terry Anser, KFI News.
President Obama's talking about his plans to develop American energy. In his weekly media address, President says the Republicans' plans for more domestic oil drilling is not going to help the pain at the pump.
Step one, according to them, is drill. Step two is drill. And step three is to keep drilling. We hear the same thing every year.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says Republicans are focusing on improving energy and jobs.
The key to moving from a monthly trickle of jobs to a tidal wave of growth is getting obstacles out of the way of our small businesses. They are our job creators.
AAA says the national average price for a gallon of gas is $3.67. That's the highest ever for this time of year. Of course, it's higher here in the Southland, so you can find the cheapest price of gas in your area by going to our website, KFIAM640.com. First of all, that lunch bill is just way too high, unless you've got multiple friends or drinking way too much. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
An open letter to the Daily Commute from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear Daily Commute, listen, you're stuck with me, okay? I used to spend thousands of dollars replacing brake pads, engine belts, and wiper blades as they wore out. Also, we could punch up the go and stop and go traffic. So I was relieved when my all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series came with BMW Ultimate Service at no extra charge. It has a 4-year, 50,000-mile limited warranty and no-cost maintenance on items like those brake pads, discs, belts, and wiper blades, plus unlimited mileage roadside assistance. So slip into something more comfortable, Daily Commute, because we're going to be here for a while.
The BMW Ultimate Service Plan. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your Southern California BMW centers today. Visit SoCalBMW.com to find the BMW center near you.
A banker who ran up a $133 lunch tab at a Newport Beach restaurant, ouch, left a tip of just $1.33. 1%, because it'll connect. His Scrooge-like behavior was busted by one of his underlings. People works for him. He posted a copy of the receipt on his blog with the explanation that the 1% tip was his boss's way of sticking it to the 99% for not sufficiently bowing down to him in the restaurant. In this case, the blogger said the tip was to get a real job. The owner of the restaurant, True Food Kitchen, says it's been looking into if the guy was actually given bad service or if it was up to par in general. They plan to make it up to the server, though. They agree with the blogger, though, that the guy was a real tool, their words. They even talk of banning the guy from the restaurant. Southland weather from KFI. Cloudy skies this evening and into tomorrow. Lows around 50 degrees. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow during the day. Cooler temperatures than today, around 60 at the beaches. Mid-60s, Metro LA, Orange County, around 70 in the valleys. A chance of rain late Sunday and most of the day Monday, clearing up by Tuesday. Right now in Fullerton, 57. Ladera Ranch, 55. Gardena, 56. Diamond Bar, 52 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. And, of course, we're on weeknights as well on KTLK AM 1150. We're there every night from 10P to 1A, 10P to 1A. And that is the place where we have that phone number that sometimes you heard us give out here on the KFI show, which is 877-876-PHIL. Even though they are now telling us through the massive research that the brilliant minds of the radio industry often employ that they no longer like to give out phone numbers with letters in them because of the... It has something to do with the mobile phone. You know, I'm looking at my mobile phone, but I have an iPhone, and that has letters on the keypad. So I'm not exactly sure, but we still give out the Phil as well as the KFI. Anyway, welcome to this, the final hour of radio that we're going to do on KFI. And that is because I've been doing a six-day-a-week show since October of 2010. And we started to do this sixth day because it was something I wanted to do. I wanted to be back on KFI and give the show exposure here on the old signal that we had been on for so many years. And it was also... pretty good bread for the show, as well as I say, an opportunity for us to get on a pretty powerful stick in the LA market. Now, I just I really respect and appreciate our colleagues at KTLK for carrying our radio show, and always will, and we're very glad to be there. But if you get a little extra pop on the weekend from KFI, that was cool. But the fact is that doing six nights a week. Is when you do the kind of show that I do, which is a pretty physical show, and believe it or not, it's pretty tiring, so, and it can wear you out, and it's not like doing just a regular, as a matter of fact, this is not a talk show. I don't do a talk show. I do a satire, but it's not a talk show, you know, in the normal sense. So it doesn't, there's no rules that govern a regular so-called talk show that govern this one. There's nothing that I have in common with any of those shows at all, other than the fact that mechanically I use some of the same things, a telephone and a microphone. That's it, and I use phone callers. But beyond that, there's nothing the show has in common with a regular talk show. There's quite a lot that goes into this show, and there's a lot of hit and miss in a show like this. And so, you know, you want to kind of give yourself every opportunity to do the best show you can. And working six nights a week, I found was brutal. You know, I mean, I was like, just, I mean, Sunday came around and it wasn't even like it was Sunday. You know what I'm saying, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, you weren't getting out of bed until 2, right?
Yeah, no, I wasn't getting out of bed until 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, even though we got off the air here at 10 on the West Coast here on KFI. It was, you know,
What you sleeping in? Where was you sleeping in so late?
It's body clock, man.
What do you mean a body clock?
I mean, my body is used to going to bed at 4 a.m. So it doesn't make any difference if one night a week, instead of getting off the air at 1, I'm getting off the air at 10, I'm still going to bed at 4, you know?
Yeah, then you ought to be awake at noon.
Well, you're not going to go right away.
Hold on, I got it, Robert. Hey, bud, you know, I'm getting up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just the way it is, you know? I'm not the most restful sleeper in the world anyway. So I sleep lousy. So it's just like the worst possible situation. And it started to really, I mean, last summer it really was getting to me because I had gone on vacation for a week to Canada, and I came back with the flu, man, in the middle of the summer. How the hell did I get that? I went to Toronto, and I spent a week there. I was visiting my cousins and just some other stuff, and I wound up getting some kind of, you know.
You probably got some kind of Canadian crud.
No.
No, it wasn't Canadian crud. It was some kind of a flu bug, man. So, what do you call a Canadian crud for?
Well, he was over in another country.
Well, I was over in another country. I'll tell you where I got it. I told you what I got, man. I got it from some, they had Bollywood that week, man. It was the Indian Academy Awards.
No, you got it from an Indian.
Well, look at, man, I'm not trying to turn this into an international incident, okay? I just, yeah. So in any event, I came back. I was sick as a dog. I just, you know, and I said, man, something's got to give. So anyway, I dug doing the show here at KFI, and if I'd had my druthers, I'll tell you right now, man, I would rather just do the one show a week here at KFI and then spend the rest of the 5 days a week screwing around doing nothing. You know, maybe doing some gardening jobs, you know.
Yeah, mowing some lawns.
Mowing a few lawns, you know, doing some window washing. That's all I'd have to do. And then I'd come in here and I'd do my radio show. And then I'd, you know, go back out and move furniture or whatever, babysit.
You could, like, dog walk.
Exactly. Do a dog walking service. And, I can't do that because the other radio gig I have, I am contractually committed to that. And that's just the way that goes. So, unfortunately, now, because of that, instead of running my dog walking service, and instead of doing my house sitting and my lawn mowing, I got to take jobs in TV shows, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything that I ever wanted to do with my life, everything that I ever...
Take it easy, so.
It's all right. Oh. All I ever wanted to do was mow lawns. Come and do the show.
Take it easy. You're going to be okay, Mr. Henry.
And now, I can't do that. Now, I have to do my radio show, and I got to go and do TV shows. So anyway, we'll do our radio show and then do TV shows, and I'll just have to muddle through. And I got my first paycheck from doing the TV show New Girl, and it just, I can't take it.
Man, you're making all that money more in life.
I wanted to make all that really small money doing lawn mowing, and instead... All right, so that's where that's at. So this is our last week, and to wrap all of this up and not be completely stupid about it, this is our last show here on KFI. Now, the good news. Here's the good news. The good news is we're available for you if you so choose. And I know how it works, man. Believe me, I know how it works. You know, you leave a radio station. Stations have the loyalty. Radio shows don't really have the loyalty. Even if you have as powerful a show as, say, Howard or Rush or somebody like that, even still, you know, I know when Howard went from terrestrial over to satellite, it, you know, people, he lost a lot of listenership. I don't know if it's true about Rush, but generally, if you leave a station, listeners are loyal to the station. They're not necessarily loyal to a show, even though they love you and they say, oh, wow, you're fantastic, Phil, what happened to you? Well, nothing happened to me. I just happened to be on another station. But that's what happens, you know. The brand loyalty for the radio station is much stronger. So having said that and knowing that, I do welcome you, if you'd like, to listen to us at KTLK AM 1150, a clear channel station. And that's where we will be Monday through Friday, and that's where we have been Monday through Friday for quite some time, man, since 2008, as a matter of fact, February 2008, 4 years. And we are there, 10 p. to 1 a. And also, we're online at philhenryshow.com, so you can watch live streaming video of the show every night. You also can hear a podcast of the show the next day if you're a subscriber. If you want to just hear a free stream of the show, you can hear that as well the next day on our website. And we have thousands of archives, and I mean thousands of hours of archives. We've got the biggest archive of any single radio show. Plus, our KFI shows will be archived there as well. All of the shows we did here at KFI and all of our video casts of those shows will be available in a brand new archive that we're creating just for our KFI show. So we're excited about that. You can also visit our merchandise shop. What else can we start? Let's just start, you know, getting people to spend money, you know?
Yeah, go to the merchandise, get a Ted Bell sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, get the Ted Bell sweatshirt. We want to put our meat in your mouth. It's anyway, it's available there at philhenryshow.com. All right, there's all kinds of weird stuff happening. David G. Hall wants to come on and give a testimonial of some kind, so we'll talk to David, Margaret Gray, Bobby Doolittle, a few people who do want to check in. Some other news stories that suck, but we'll get into them anyway. Some weird crap going on in Afghanistan. I don't know what the hell their problem is, man. If I got to read one more of these stories, Assyria, Afghan, all of that, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I think I'm going to become Syrian. It's so frustrating reading about these countries that suck, just suck more than any country could suck, and they're making it like it's about us, you know? And there's cats that live here, and they buy that, and it's really pissing me off.
Don't turn into some reactionary, though.
I ain't turning into no reactionary. I just don't understand it. Afghanistan sucks, you know. It's just, it's not even a country, man. It's a pile. And don't give me the stuff about how Afghanistan got jacked over by America. Afghanistan's been getting rocked over by Britain a hell of a lot longer than us. They've been getting their ass kicked by all kinds of Europeans for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. America just happens to be, the only reason why anything has anything to do with America in that region is because we're the guys that stepped into the breach and started trying to make nice with them. Well, you know what, the British Empire's on its ass. Why don't we just step into the breach here and try to cool things out? And then Syria, you gotta be kidding me. Where are all these people that were squirting all these tears about Egypt, man?
Who?
That fat ass, what's his name?
He's trying to get some sweatpants clean.
That's pretty funny, man.
That sounds good.
All right, we'll have more of that and a whole lot less. Coming up here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
He got his
and clear.
What is it?
Oh,
I think.
The All-Star Games tomorrow.
Yeah, one of those things, these newfangled equipment deals that show pictures, moving pictures. I just turn into like a 1930s era. Anyhow, iPod.
Lisa Ann Walter, tomorrow at 4.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
It's the holidays, and the day before family arrives from out of town, your hot water pipe bursts under your floor. No clean dishes, no clean clothes, no showers.
Ah.
Hi, this is Mitch Lewis. This actually happened to me. A slab leak with a house full of family.
How you doing, Mitch?
What a nightmare. Until I called AmeriServe Repiping. I'd heard their commercials on the radio for years and just had a good feeling about them. AmeriServe came to my home and repiped everything. From the best grade of copper pipe, the neatness and professionalism of the crew, the expert wall patching, the lowest in-writing price guarantee, and they guaranteed the entire piping system for life. Everything I'd heard about AmeriServe was true. Call AmeriServe. They're extending their 30% KFI discount. 800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. Or visit theameriserve.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, U.S. governors are sticking to their party guns, and attacks on anti-government rebels in Syria continue. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash Griffith Park.
On the 5 North before the 134, there is a crash with an overturned car blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at Colorado Boulevard. In Burbank on the 5 South at Los Feliz, there's a crash into the center divider there blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at Griffith Park Drive. In Sherman Oaks, 101 North before the 405, there's a multi-car crash off to the right shoulder. Traffic slows at Sepulveda Boulevard. 101 South is going to be slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. In downtown L.A., 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110. 110 North is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 101. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Wingstop. I'm David Penson.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. The facilities are huge but smart. Plus, with over 400 used cars to choose from, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Check out this month's incredible offer from Riverside Hyundai, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group family. Get a brand new 2012 Hyundai Sonata GLS for less than $6 a day. What can you get for $6 a day these days? Check out the 2012 Hyundai Sonata, giving you peace of mind with over 198 horsepower. Also includes Bluetooth and all the luxury amenities you need and want. Plus, Hyundai Assurance, an umbrella of services that includes America's Best Warranty, 24/7 roadside assistance, and our newest feature, the Hyundai Trade-In Value Guarantee. Plus, America's Best Warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty only from Hyundai. Off the 91 freeway, Adams Street, exit at RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. 36-month lease, 12,000 miles a year, $2,599 down plus tax and drive-offs. Includes $1,500 HMSC rebate, OAC through HMFCC. See deal for details.
Listen up. You know you want to play in one of the biggest poker tournaments in the world. And here's your chance. Consider this your invitation. Come play in the 20th annual LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, the world's largest poker casino. If you want to earn a piece of the estimated $20 million total prize pool, then make your plans today. The poker action is already underway with tournaments running every day through February 29th. The LA Poker Classic is open to everyone and anyone can win. For an initial buy-in as low as $65, you can work your way to a $10,000 seat in the main event, where last year's champion took home a cool $1.6 million. It's time you get in on the action. The LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, now through February 29th. Come on down. Just minutes from downtown and north of Orange County. Washington exit off the 5 freeway. For a tournament schedule, go to commercecasino.com. Please play responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at just $5.99. And you'll save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. But hurry in, because the sale ends Sunday. And it only happens in one place, a Sleep Number store. The Ultimate Sleep Number event and the Sleep Number bed. It's not just for the 8 hours you sleep. It's for the 16 hours you don't.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
If you've been waiting for once-in-a-lifetime savings on a new RV, your wait is over. The Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily, and for a very limited time only at the Rose Bowl, millions in RV inventory will be sacrificed to the public, all at massive discounts. If you thought a quality recreational vehicle was out of your reach, think again. This is your chance of a lifetime at the Rose Bowl to save tens of thousands of dollars on new and pre-owned toy haulers, wheels, luxury diesels, and motorhomes. Even bigger savings on bank repos and buybacks, dealer overstocks, and factory returns. These are top names like Winnebago, Coachman, Monaco, Forest River, Thor, Eclipse, and more. Finance sources on site for your convenience. Any trade-in considered. Save thousands on the RV of your dreams as the Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily and for a limited time only. Conducted locally by McMahon's RV.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Celebrate award season with Iris from Cirque du Soleil. Enter to win a VIP package. KFI AM640.com, keyword Cirque.
KFI News.
Live and local all weekend long.
KFI AM640.
And you're hot.
KFI AM640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Hendry Show. This is our final night on KFI, and to echo the lady that called that last hour.
She really got me, got to you, didn't she?
She didn't get to me. She's just a typical talk radio caller or something. You know, talk radio callers, with all due respect, folks, you know, they first of all, they think they represent the audience. They don't. They believe that they have something to say. Generally, they don't. You may be asking yourself at this point, well, how, Phil, can you talk that way about your callers? Don't, well, you see, I deal with talk radio callers differently from other people. I don't really have a whole lot of, you know, time to, you know, nurse their feelings because I use them for the general entertainment of my audience. But when that lady called last hour, well, good luck, Phil, what you doing? Because I hope you, you know, you work a different format. I mean, so typical of these people that are these talk show callers who believe that talk radio somehow solves problems. And I think it's very entertaining. I think it's a very fine format. And I think that the people who have opinions, the hosts of the shows, that is, are worth listening to because they are people who have done their homework. And I'm not saying I agree with them necessarily, but at least that they're the star of the show, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as that goes, talk radio is a valuable thing. But callers represent a percentage of people that listen to that format who think that somehow the world's going to get changed by all of that hot air. And I got news for you. No, it ain't. Even the people that are the hosts of these shows know that the world ain't going to change because of this stuff. It's an entertainment-based format, every bit as much as what we do.
How come you say you don't do a talk show?
Because I don't do it. I don't do a news talk show. People perceive my show to be news talk because I'm on news talk stations, but it's not. It's a spoken word show, but it's not a news talk show. It's a show that uses blah, 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 as opposed to music, as opposed to some of these other things. Now, that's what I do. and that's how I view things. So that's how we go about doing what we're doing. But, you know, like everything else in life, you know, you do it, and you do it to the best of your ability, and then you know, maybe do something else. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, doing my radio show is just a part of what I need to do in this world. Because I know, man, in our business, the radio business has changed so much. I'm in touch every day with people who are, you know, colleagues of mine. Who are not really, some of them are not doing all that great. And I said, well, what's, you know, well, it's just, it's different. I mean, the money isn't there. Well, I said, well, look, you know, the money isn't anywhere in this, in the world, in the country. The economy is really in the dumps. And this time around, as opposed to other recessions, this is the real deal. You know, when they say that, you know, we're in a new economy, and the old skill jobs and the old service jobs, they're all going by the boards. We used to hear that all the time, right?
Yeah, they would say that back in the 90s and stuff.
Right. And we would say, oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. And kind of, well, it's happening now. It's happening now. All of the old ways of making money are not necessarily the new ways of making money. And when we talk about an entrepreneurial environment, Jack, we're in one. We're in one. And unless you're doing business for yourself, you're not really going to be doing all that good. I mean, I'm just telling you right now. To give an example, I do a radio show, but I also own my own business. I own my own online presence. I own most, if not all, of the material that I've ever done on the radio. And that's the economy that we're in. When you talk about entrepreneurial, it doesn't get much more entrepreneurial than that. I make most of my money, to be perfectly honest with you, from the internet. I don't even make it from radio anymore. You know?
Yeah, they paid you a lot of money to be on a TV show and everything.
Will you be quiet, bud, talking about TV, okay?
Yeah, that's true, though.
Well, that's none of your business, is it? I'm talking about radio right now, aren't I? Here.
What's this? See? Look at it.
That's my paycheck. What are you doing with it?
Man, that's a lot.
Give me that thing. What are you guys doing with my paycheck?
Left it laying there.
Give me that. Don't worry about how much money I'm making in TV, okay? But the, you know, so that's the economy. And my whole thing was, you know, man, I gotta make hay while the sun shines, baby. So you want to get out and just hump it and make all kinds of bread and do all kinds of jobs and work 6 days a week, make 7 days. Who is this? This
David Hall.
Oh, yeah. David, I'm just doing the economic breakdown here.
Yeah, well, you know, we've heard that speech before. You know,
well, it's nonetheless, it's still relevant. Or are you saying it isn't?
No, it's relevant, but I mean, we already know how much money you make. But you might as well just come right out and tell everybody what was on your tax return. You know,
look, we're living in a day and age right now, my man, where people are wondering where, you know, just exactly how is the world working? Where is the money being made? You know?
Well, so you have your own business. You got an online presence, as you say. You have your own company. You're doing TV shows, right? What am I supposed to do?
What do you mean, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you're leaving the show at KFI.
Well, I got the other show. I got the five-day-a-week show.
Oh, that's great. What about all this other stuff you're doing? What about this TV stuff? Do I get into that?
Well, you know, David, that's not really your thing, man. Your thing is radio.
Oh, my thing is radio. So I don't get... Well, okay, that's great. Fine. You know,
look, I don't know. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the radio is where I'm making my money, but...
Well, you just said you don't make most of your money on radio.
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, we're making it from the website. But, you know, there are other ways of there's a whole lot of ways of making money on the Internet. It's just not necessarily through subscription. You know, advertising. How about we sell some banners? How about we get out there like that?
Well, you know, I was telling you, man, you could get an app and...
Oh, get out of here with the app. You know how much those things cost?
Everybody's got an app.
Yeah, everybody's got an app. And you know what? They suck. 90% of those apps suck.
Let me just change subject for a minute, okay? I was driving down Main Street, and I was up in the Ventura, California area today, which I know you live somewhere in that area.
Well, we have our studios up here, yeah.
Okay. And I'm driving by Evita's, and I see your car.
Really? Did you come in?
Well, I slowed up because we had to get going. We were going shopping. But I got out of the car and I peeked in the window, and there you are shoveling down an El Gordo.
Well, what is that shoveling it down?
Aha! Uh-huh. So I knew you were.
What does that mean, shoveling it down?
Just what I said. You're shoveling El Gordo down.
So?
Yeah, man, you're probably on a diet.
That's right. I thought you were on a diet.
I am on a diet, man. Hey, I told you guys that you can't be on any kind of a diet unless you eat some normal food every now and again, because your body is going to think... It's starving, so it's going to hold on to the calories.
Oh, baby! You do that so good, man!
Yeah, I almost buy it myself!
Yeah, that's good! Say that again!
Look at man. If you don't believe me, just read any book about metabolism, read any book about, you know, I'll be right back. I have to take a break, okay?
Wait a second!
I gotta take a break, hold on. Excuse me, folks. I'm running my mouth again. Here we're at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to take a very quick break here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's time for Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Governors meeting in Washington, D.C. for the National Governors Association say they're sticking with their party's plans. Democratic governors say they like President Obama's reelection prospects, pointing to the improving economy and a divisive Republican primary campaign. Republican governors insist Obama is vulnerable, but they say they're concerned the current campaign has alienated independent voters they need to win. GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney's campaigning in Michigan. He says it's time for a change in the White House.
This man is out of ideas. He's out of excuses. In 2012, we're going to get him out of the White House.
Rick Santorum and Romney are pulling neck and neck in Michigan, which has its primary on Tuesday, along with Arizona. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems Griffith Park.
On the 5 South past Colorado, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes. Traffic slows at the 134. In Carson, 405 North at Carson, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Los Feliz. In Sherman Oaks, 101 North before the 405, that multi-car crash is long gone. Traffic still slow from Sepulveda Boulevard. 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. And in downtown L.A., 10 East is slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110. 110 North is slow from Exposition Boulevard to the 101. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Home Savings of America Bank in Laguna Woods and Seal Beach has been seized by the federal government. This takeover is the first time in 13 months a bank was liquidated without another bank stepping up to take over its accounts. All account holders with less than $250,000 in their account will get a full payout from the FDIC. Anyone with more than that need to contact the FDIC. Attacks on anti-government rebels are continuing in Syria. Activists say at least 89 people have been killed today. The government's assault on the city of Homs has entered its fourth week, with shelling reportedly killing at least 19 people there today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's in Tunisia, where she talked about Syria and commended the Tunisian people for rising up in favor of democracy.
The revolution here in Tunisia has not only made a significant difference in the lives of Tunisians, but it has also given hope to people everywhere.
Tunisia was among the first countries with anti-government demonstrations at the very start of the Arab Spring. Finally, The Artist has won Best Picture and three other awards. It was at the Spirit Awards, honoring independent film. It's a possible prelude to a big night at the Academy Awards tomorrow night for the black and white silent movie. The film also won for Best Director and Lead Actor for Jean Desjardins, as a silent film era star whose career crumbles as the talkies take over. The forecast, much more of the world famous Phil Hendry, up next.
Valid on owner occupied $417,000.
Hey, do you guys know who won the slam dunk
advertise rate is 120 contest? Payments of $9.60 per thousand. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms may change without notice.
Yeah, I'll get that for you in a second.
Thanks.
Pursuant to California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
I always laugh when I hear banks say they can close your mortgage in 60 days.
I mean, is that part
I'm
of the skills
challenge? I'm president of New American Funding. We can close your loan in 21 days or less.
Jeremy Evans
right
won.
Now at New American Funding,
okay.
You can get a 2.875%.
I wonder if that's part of the skills challenge.
Fixed rate mortgage. Since we're the decision maker, we can offer you a legit 2.875%
Jeremy Evans, okay.
Fixed rate, 0.0 fees, zero closing cost
Sorry.
Loan for
I'm
a purchase
blind.
Or refinance.
I'm blind.
That's 2.875% and APR. No bait and switch, and close in 21 days or less.
Yoo-hoo.
Call us today.
New American Funding. Call 888-876-RATE. 888-876-RATE.
God, dude, look at this guy. He's dunking over this guy.
Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 50 degrees, partly cloudy during the day tomorrow, again a little cooler, around 70, with a chance of rain coming tomorrow night, hanging around through Monday. It'll clear up by Tuesday, though. 52 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news, send right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm what? Michael Crozier, KFI News.
When it comes to Las Vegas, you're not a tourist, you're a resortist, which is why you'll appreciate Mandalay Bay, the lush 120-acre resort on the Strip with its golden beach, sparkling wave pool, celebrity chefs, and great nightlife. It's a resortist's perfect playground. For the best rates, go to MandalayBay.com.
Wingstop, the official wings of the Los Angeles Lickers. Wingstop is
Lickers.
Always cooked fresh to order in your choice of 10
mouth-watering
flavors and served with homemade sides. Wingstop and the Los Angeles Lickers, a winning combination. Order online at Wingstop.
Rethink what you know about this Las Vegas icon. Reimagine what you want in comfort, entertainment, and gaming. Redefine what thrills are like 113 floors above the Strip. Replenish your days and nights with more experience for less expense. Reward yourself with expanded restaurants, new menus, and a view to ignite the night. Elevate your expectations at the Stratosphere Casino Hotel and Tower. New, up, down, and all around.
Every Mini has always offered iconic style, go-kart handling, and exhilarating performance. Now there's the Mini Countryman. It has all the things that make a Mini, and a little bit more. It's bigger, so there's more than enough space for your next adventure, and it's also the first Mini with four doors. There's even available all-wheel drive. You even get 3 years, 36,000 miles, no-cost maintenance included. The Mini Countryman. It's just a little more Mini to love. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com for details.
Military-grade stimulation.
KFI, more stimulating talk radio.
And hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're looking at the slam dunk competition from the NBA contest.
Now, they tell us disastrous, though.
Why do you call it that?
Hold on, but don't scream into the microphone. NBA disastrous event, that's what it says. The NBA Slam Dunk Contest of 2012, Jeremy Evans won, but it was apparently completely underwhelming, the competition this year. Few of the dunks were original in technical details. Evans' best jam, where he received two simultaneous lobs from a seated Gordon Hayward, was the only one that stuck out as original. The other dunks by all the contestants were little more than spiced up oldies. Many contestants have leaped over teammates. Paul George did it over 7'2". Roy Hibbert, who ducked a little and whose shoulder served as a launching pad of sorts. Derek Williams dunked over a motorcycle a year after Blake Griffin dunked over a coupe. Other players repeated a variety of moves. Guys were blindfolded, blah, blah, blah. Here's an indicator of how the night went. The night's second-best dunk, Paul George's Vince Carter 360 nod, was barely visible because it was a glow-in-the-dark piece. The riveting conclusion involved Derek Williams missing the same dunk a dozen times. God.
No, my God, missed it. What?
He missed the same dunk 12 times. So, yeah, you know, it's, you know, how many different ways can you dunk a basketball, man? How many different ways are you going to find a dunk a basketball? You know, it was interesting when it first began in the early 70s, because really the beginning of the slam dunk, as we know it today, began in the 70s with cats like Daryl Dawkins, maybe Julius Erving, and some of those guys, Spencer Haywood, and, you know, but... And you know, I remember they all had the Chocolate Thunder in your face, Smith, Dr. Naismith.
That was my favorite one.
What was that one?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, but you know, and then as Dr. J with the flying dunk from the top of the key. But after a while, I don't know how many different. And what is, you know, really, after a while, it begins to not have much to do with basketball because basketball in and of itself. Seems to create these spectacular moves because the flow of the game it's that kind of a game. That's why the game is exciting to watch. The actual game flow creates opportunity for what appear to be spectacular acrobatic moves. But that's if the game is demanding it. But when you artificially create these moves that are not necessarily going to be seen in a basketball game, you're not necessarily, for instance, you know, I know that you're going to have to sometimes fly over a teammate or fly over another player, but Jack, you ain't going to be flying over top of a 7 foot tall player all that much, or even somebody that's 6 foot five. I mean, right over top of this person, you know.
Yeah, that guy's probably going to jump up, try to block it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, bud. You know, when is the guy just going to stand there flat footed and let you sail right over top of him? So, you know, dunks are great, and, you know, the three-point competition, as far as I'm concerned, and I realize that the dunk is in many ways akin to, oh, I don't know. Ah, jeez. Oh, maybe it's akin in some ways to the home run derby. You know, you're really not going to be jacking the ball out of the park all that much. You're not going to be facing that kind of pitching. All that is a sheer power display, but you can see... At one time, the home run derby was a big thing, and it faded in popularity in baseball to the point where we didn't have one. There was no place for it. It was a little boring. It seemed like a relic of the 50s and 60s, and that's just where that was at. Then all of a sudden, guess what? The All-Star game starts to heat up again in baseball, and they take a cue from the basketball success with these skills competitions. They decide, well, why don't we bring back some of our cool stuff? And, of course, the home run derby is reborn. But again, it's not really any kind of a reflection of a baseball skill. It's a reflection of how well you do in batting practice. Because that kind of pitching, you just are not... It's a pure power display, but it's not even that, you know?
Well, I mean, like, who the guys who used to win all the home run derby when you were the kid?
When I was a kid, I mean, you know, they had the show, and it was Willie Mays. It was all these guys. It was the guys they invited. You know, they invited Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and Rocky Colavito, all these guys are the big power hitters of the day, and you're going to see them hit home runs anyway. But the fact is, if you would have brought up any ball player, any guy that's, you know, any cat that's a major league hitter, and you have him stand in against this batting practice pitching, you're probably going to see the same results. So they're going to jack the ball out of there. I don't know what the hell the difference is. The difference was simply this. I'm a kid. I'm sitting there on Saturday morning. I'm watching Home Run Derby. Yeah, I want to see Willie Mays, man. I don't want to see some guy I don't even ever heard of, you know. So the slam dunk is the same. When it comes to actual basketball skill, the three-point competition is probably a little bit more relevant. Although nobody is necessarily going to give you these three-point shots without having about 15 hands up in your face or trying to get inside your jersey, as they say. Anyway, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is our final half hour of radio here on KFI forever.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I mean, who can say? But, I mean, this is the final half hour we're going to do on our Saturday night show. And the reasons for that are simply there's just not enough time in the day, man. You know, mother's work is never done. So how do I get all of my washing and all of my ironing and all of my cooking and cleaning done and do six nights a week? I can't do it. So I had to take one night off, and unfortunately it's this one. And I understand, and Robin Bertolucci, by the way, our program director here at KFI, Greg Ashlock, our general manager, Howard Neal, who was the general manager I worked with back in the early part of the 2000s, David G. Hall, my PD back then, everybody that has been my boss here, everybody's been fantastic. Don Martin, Don was at AM 570, you know, Extra Sports, and carried our show at night. And you know what? Those cats put up with more from me than you know. They really did. They put up with more from me and my crazy-ass prima donna act. I'll tell you, I'm being very honest with you, man. You know?
You all, like, had a big ego and everything.
Yeah, I heard about that, man.
Oh, don't give me you heard about that. I wasn't like I wasn't running around in the hall with it.
Yeah, we heard some stories, though.
Let me tell you something, man. There's a guy, a very nice guy, I forget his name. Yes, I know his name, but I don't want to embarrass him by saying it. He gave an interview to a production magazine, and they said to him, you know, we hear Phil Henry's a real pain in the ass. And he said, you know something? I know Phil, and he was never a mean guy to me. He's a hard-working guy. He does a really tough show, and, you know, and you got to give guys like that a wide berth. And he was always very, you know, nice to me and had very nice things to say. And I really appreciated that, you know, because when you're breaking your ass trying to do a really good show, and some people want to sit and gab with you, or they expect you to be, you know, one of the hosts from Romper Room or Captain Kangaroo, and you don't necessarily have that kind of attitude every day. And then they turn around and they say to everybody that you're a pain in the ass to work with. Maybe, you know, but at least I appreciated that guy saying that, you know.
Yeah, but what are you saying about everybody's having to put stuff up with you?
Put stuff up with me?
You know, like everyone's having to put up with you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, you know, I'm not kidding. Yeah, they did. I mean, and Robin put up with all kinds of crap, and so did Don, and so did David, and so did Howard. So, you know, I really appreciate the great support they gave me, and this was my home for many, many years. But you know something, man, I want to do things. I want to do stuff. You know,
what do you want to do, man?
I want to go out and just, I don't know. I want to climb mountains and everything. No, I'm
you're all getting weird now.
Take it easy, bud. No, I want to go places and do other things with the show, you know? And I just have this sense that maybe it's the world is opening up, and with the sale of internet radios and internet TV, there's a new thing happening out there. And I already know that we're making a very good living on the internet. And if they keep putting fat pigs like Kim.com in jail, I'm joking.
No, you're not, man. You mean that.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, I heard what you said about him.
What did I say?
Big fat troll.
He does look like a big fat troll. Look at Kim.com. Does that guy look like anything other than some one of those big, fat, dumb trolls? Dumb, I wouldn't call him that. I mean, the guy is, like, loaded. You know, now he got bail. And he is out. Now, they got him on electronic surveillance. And they have, what else are the kids? He's not allowed to go on the internet. I don't know how the hell they're going to, you know, do that. How do you monitor that? I guess you can, huh? And they are, so but the Crown is what they call the attorney in New Zealand. They want to stick his ass back in jail because they say he's a flight risk. But having said all of that, I'm just simply saying that is a part of the future. All right, when we come back, we're going to have a couple of more people on. I think Margaret Gray, unless she married David, is going to be on with us, as well as Bobby Dooley. We'll be back. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up this weekend on the... Sunday morning news, a brokered show. I don't know what that means, but we're going to look into it. We'll do it together. And the price of gas is higher than just awkward looks at your Oscar party. But why? Plus, this week's 9 news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
What makes the Sleep Number store so different? At an ordinary bed store, you'll find a sea of the same old mattresses, not one designed for your body. At the Sleep Number store, you'll find a bed that adjusts to every curve and contour of your body. A bed that offers an irresistible haven of relaxation and sleep every night. Because it's the only place you'll find the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now, at the Ultimate Sleep Number event, queen mattresses start at just $5.99. And you'll save an astonishing 50% on the final closeout of our innovative limited edition bed. But hurry in, because the sale ends Sunday. And it only happens in one place, a Sleep Number store. The Ultimate Sleep Number event and the Sleep Number bed. It's not just for the 8 hours you sleep. It's for the 16 hours you don't.
There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including 24 in the Los Angeles area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
This is Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, an 11-year-old girl dies after a fight with another girl, and he hopes he doesn't have to go to jail. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems in Long Beach.
On the 405 North to the 710 North connector, there's a crash blocking lanes at that transition road. Traffic slows at Pacific Avenue. In Griffith Park, 5 South past Colorado, there's a crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slows at the 134. In Carson, 405 North at Carson, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Los Feliz. In downtown L.A., 10 East is going to be slow from Vermont Avenue to the 110. And the 110 North is slow from 9th Street to the 101. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Circus Circus. I'm David Pence.
Ugh, I hate being on the road. I can't listen to my favorite radio station.
You can with iHeartRadio.
Who are you?
I'm iHeartRadio Man.
Seriously?
With iHeartRadio, you can listen to over 750 live radio stations across the country, so you'll never miss your favorite station.
iHeartRadio also lets you create commercial-free custom playlists. Just type in a song, and iHeartRadio does the rest.
You're kind of cute.
Is it my superhero muscles?
It's how your tights flap in the breeze.
Experience the new iHeartRadio app on your smartphone, Xbox, and at iHeartRadio.com.
Listen up. You know you want to play in one of the biggest poker tournaments in the world. And here's your chance. Consider this your invitation. Come play in the 20th annual LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, the world's largest poker casino. If you want to earn a piece of the estimated $20 million total prize pool, then make your plans today. The poker action is already underway with tournaments running every day through February 29th. The LA Poker Classic is open to everyone and anyone can win. For an initial buy-in as low as $65, you can work your way to a $10,000 seat in the main event, where last year's champion took home a cool $1.6 million. It's time you get in on the action. The LA Poker Classic at Commerce Casino, now through February 29th. Come on down. Just minutes from downtown and north of Orange County. Washington exit off the 5 freeway. For a tournament schedule, go to commercecasino.com. Please play responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
An open letter to bumper-to-bumper traffic from a new BMW 3 Series driver.
Dear bumper-to-bumper traffic, we've spent a lot of time together over the years. Me frantically changing lanes, hoping to find the one that will magically open up. You, just being you, standing still, not moving. But now that I have an all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series with connected drive, you aren't so bad. I can stream music through Pandora, connect to Facebook and Twitter, and receive emails. I'm completely connected to the world, even at a mind-boggling 3 miles per hour. So, bumper-to-bumper traffic, at least now I don't need to pretend I'm somewhere more appealing, like an airport on my birthday in Siberia.
The all-new 2012 BMW 3 Series with connected drive. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Experience the all-new redesigned BMW 3 Series with no-cost maintenance at your Southern California BMW centers today. Visit SoCalBMW.com to find the BMW center near you.
If you've been waiting for once-in-a-lifetime savings on a new RV, your wait is over. The Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily, and for a very limited time only at the Rose Bowl, millions in RV inventory will be sacrificed to the public. All at massive discounts. counts. If you thought a quality recreational vehicle was out of your reach, think again. This is your chance of a lifetime at the Rose Bowl to save tens of thousands of dollars on new and pre-owned toy haulers, fifth wheels, luxury diesels, and motorhomes. Even bigger savings on bank repos and buybacks, dealer overstocks, and factory returns. These are top names like Winnebago, Coachman, Monaco, Forest River, Thor, Eclipse, and more. Finance sources on site for your convenience. Any trade-in considered. Save thousands on the RV of your dreams as the Southern California RV Show returns to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. 10 till 6 daily and for a limited time only. Conducted locally by McMahon's RV.
Dude, I bet you there's 50 grand in that store. I say we get it tonight. What, 100? Oh, can you say anything besides uh-uh?
Look at the sticker in the window. Protected by Bay Alarm.
Oh, keep walking.
Uh-huh.
Bay Alarm delivers 24/7 thief relief with the latest security systems and round-the-clock monitoring. Call 1-800-610-1000 or visit bayalarm.com today for your free, no-obligation security review. Bay Alarm. What have you got to lose? ACO 28 CCL 880138.
New rooms, new attractions. Circus Las Vegas has it all. Stay in the newly remodeled Casino Tower rooms and experience a whole new level of comfort. Also, check out the new Chuck Jones Experience, an interactive exhibit for all ages from the creator of Bugs Bunny. Visit CircusCircus.com. Imagine running wild with animals only seen on the African safari. It's time for the San Diego Zoo Safari Park Half Marathon on Sunday, May 6th. There's an all-new course, breakfast buffet, and free shuttle. Register today at safariparkhalf.com.
Now in 3D sound.
KFI, an iHeart radio station.
More stimulating talk radio.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show online at philhenryshow.com and our live streaming video cast here at Phil TV. And if we do anything, Robert, in the next couple of weeks, can we get that camera move back, you know?
Why?
Because I can't stand that thing being up in my face. I mean, the whole picture is my big, fat head, you know?
But you got a big head. Everybody knows about it.
Don't get cute, okay? I'm going to smack you. Anyway, so I just want the camera moved back, that's all. I'm not that much in love with myself that I want to stare at my, like, 95% of the screen as my kisser. You know, most of these guys that have these video casts, right? I mean, the camera from the front is a little elevated, it's kind of a shot down, and it's very,
Yeah, they've got no cool, you got the ocean, all that behind you, man. That looks bitchin', you know.
Yeah, I know it looks bitchin', but I just, you know, I'd like to see more of the ocean and less of me, if you don't mind. Okay.
Well, what's he look like? He ain't no TV director or nothing like that. I know more about it. You do. I go back there and fix that thing.
Then why don't you do it?
Why don't you guys shut up? I'm trying to finish the show, if you don't mind. And we have a few more minutes to go here before we have Coast to Coast with Ian Punnett. This is the Phil Henry Show. Documents. Get a load of this. PETA kills more than 95% of the pets in its care? Well, now.
You kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. Now, this is according to documents that were obtained from the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Now, they were published by a group called the Center for Consumer Freedom, which is a, quote, nonprofit organization that runs online campaigns targeting groups that antagonize food producers. All right, so you can say that they were targeted by a ideologically bent organization. When I say bent, I mean bent in the opposite direction of them. But nonetheless, these documents, they claim, were obtained from an official department of the state of Virginia, the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Documents published online this month show that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, an organization known for its uncompromising animal rights positions, killed more than 95% of the pets in its care in the year 2011. There are 15 years worth of similar records showing that since 1998, PETA has killed more than 27,000 animals at its headquarters in Norfolk, Virginia. In a February 16th statement, the center said PETA killed 1,911 cats and dogs last year, finding homes for only 24 pets. PETA hasn't slowed down its slaughterhouse operation. Oh, God, listen to this. Now here's where it gets into the, you know.
But again, say.
Well, this is... This is the consumer. I just love the hyperbole, because that's what it is. Look, PETA is killing animals because they can't find homes for all of them. And so that's what you do, PETA. Now, it may be a completely understandable thing. But you're going to have to come public and explain to people why you do what you do, why it's necessary, and you're going to have to make that conform to your overall philosophy about animals. You can't just, you know, like they've had no comment here. That's not going to work. I'm not saying that it's a slaughterhouse operation, but this guy from this Center for Consumer Freedom, he says, listen to this. PETA hasn't slowed down its slaughterhouse operations, said Rick Berman, CCF's executive director. It appears PETA is more concerned with funding its media and advertising annex than finding suitable homes for these cats and dogs. Not that Mr. Berman has any idea how to do it, but then that's not his thing, right? So, you know, in a statement, Berman added that PETA has a $37 million annual budget. His organization runs PETAKillsAnimals.com, which reports that in 2010, a resident of Virginia called PETA and asked if there was an animal shelter at the group's headquarters. PETA responded that there was not. That's according to some guy that called. Now, that kind of sting thing, I ain't all that down with. However, I will say this. The numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. And if you've got actual statistics from a state agency, you need to explain it. It doesn't discredit your organization yet. Not yet. But you got to say, hi, we're PETA, this is what we believe. Really? Okay, cool. How come all these animals are dying? And tell us about that. Okay, this is why this happens. And you're going to have to make it make sense. And you're going to have to ask from people a kind of a consideration and understanding that, PETA, I don't think you've necessarily given others. See, this is where when you put the shoe on the other foot, sometimes you put the shoe on the other foot and it should be on the other foot. You know, I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it was a left-footed shoe.
Right. Sometimes when you put the shoe on the other foot, it was meant for your left foot.
And it was a right foot.
And it was a right foot. Thank you. The Phil Henry Show is on weekends here, has been produced by David Brinkley. David, thank you very much. What a great job you did for our show. Michael Crozier, my comrade at arms in news, I appreciate it very much from you as well, man. From Robin Bertolucci and from, as I mentioned, Greg Ashlock. All of the consideration from Neil Saavedra, who works so many hats at KFI. Thank you, Neil, and I certainly will see you guys over at KTLK AM 1150 on Monday night starting at 10 and on philhenryshow.com. Thanks for being with us, guys, here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday.
And all right, man, thanks.
All right, no problem, man. Take it easy.
See you later.
You're about to learn something.
KFI Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated.